ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. It really is an advisory more than a warning.
We have been monitoring this carefully for at least several weeks.
A State Department official, Patrick Kennedy, who says a travel alert has been announced for Americans going to Europe. This follows concerns terrorists may be trying to mount a commando-style attack somewhere in Europe.
Authorities say they do not know the specific targets, only that popular tourist locations and transportation centers in France, Britain, and Germany could be among them. The French have twice closed the Eiffel Tower for what have been false alarms. But the U.S. alert matches what the French have been saying publicly for 2 weeks.
ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross. In Pakistan this morning, another NATO supply convoy has been attacked. Insurgents setting fire to at least 20 tankers on their way to supply U.S. and European troops in Afghanistan. The number one cell phone provider, Verizon Wireless, says it's going to refund millions of people who were overcharged.
$90 million to 15 million people. That's what Verizon says it will refund cell phone customers who were charged what the FCC calls mystery fees. Verizon says the fees were wrongly charged for internet use. The refunds, up to about $6 per customer, are to appear as credits on upcoming bills.
ABC's Jim Hickey. The FBI in Miami says it's arrested one suspect following last Friday's robbery and killing of an armored truck guard outside the branch of Bank of America. FBI Special Agent John Gillis says 31-year-old Nathaniel Moss is being held.
Because of some mistakes made by the perpetrators of this crime, it gave us
time. I'd like to ask
students gathering to remember freshman Tyler Clemente.
This didn't have to happen.
Clemente killed himself last week after a gay encounter he had was secretly broadcast on the internet. His roommate and another student charged with invasion of privacy. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, and one day I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted.
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Before the elections, the races are intensifying. Yesterday, Kentucky's Senate candidates squared off in a TV debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Louisville.
Well, Dave, Republican and Tea Party favorite Rand Paul calls the Kentucky Senate race all about President Obama's performance.
I will stand up against President Obama's agenda, and I think that's what people in Kentucky want.
Paul says they don't want to be represented by an Obama clone, which is what he calls Democrat Jack Conway. In the debate on Fox News Sunday, Conway tried to clarify an earlier blast of Rand Paul.
I'm not saying Dr. Paul's crazy. I think some of his ideas are out of the mainstream, and they're out of touch with the values of normal Kentucky.
Conway says Paul favors repealing the health care reforms that will provide health insurance for thousands of Bluegrass State residents for the first time in their lives. Dave?
Rich, parts of North Carolina still cleaning up from some bad flooding from all the rain and the remnants of Tropical Storm Nicole dumped.
Well, it looks sad. It's tragic. I mean, it's tragic for this community. That's the same thing that happened after Floyd, and so many of the same homes and businesses are the same ones hit.
That's Governor Beverly Perdue. On Wall Street, we're seeing futures down a little before the opening bell. Markets also down in Europe, but up overnight in Asia. Now sports. Baseball's last playoff spots secured on the last day.
The Giants are champions.
Winning the NL West on CSN. San Francisco shut out San Diego. The Padres also lost out on the wild card to the Atlanta Braves. In the AL.
And a swing and a miss. It's all over.
The Rays beat the Royals on Sun Sports to win the East, so the Yankees take the wild card. In the NFL.
Scobie sweeps the leg 59 yards away.
And it was good on CBS, giving the Jaguars a last second win over the Colts. Donovan McNabb returned to Philadelphia and his Redskins beat the Eagles. The Bears and Steelers suffered their first losses. The Browns won their first game. Greg Biffle won the NASCAR race.
It was a great day for us. The car ran flawless.
Jimmy Johnson finished second to take the lead in the Sprint Cup standings. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
I never thought it would take over my life.
I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CeCe's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CeCe's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CeCe's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit CeCe's.com.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
WTAW News Time, 607, 54 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 78. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. For several months, the Bryan School Board has discussed surveying district employees and residents. Trustees resumed that issue today during a noon hour workshop. Those surveys could also include what both groups want in the district's next superintendent. During a board workshop last week, Trustee Doug Wunderberger wanted public input early in the process.
And find out, you know, just exactly what we were talking about, find out what people, stakeholders think they want. Then we can meet and talk about people whom we may already know and decide after that if we want to go to a search. You know, those people may be included in the search if we go that far anyway.
Trustee Merrill Green wants to hear from district employees.
I think maybe we ought to go heavier on staff or teachers. We're always doing, you know, we're doing things wanting to know what teachers think of our superintendent. So they all do have opinions about what they think a good superintendent should be.
Green also brought up deciding on a salary that's going to be in a range with competing districts. Today's agenda also includes the possibility of hiring a search firm that, among other things, would collect information on what district residents want in the next superintendent. A win-win for the city of College Station and its school district was one comment following the sale of school land to the city. In the late 1980s, the school district bought 30 acres along Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. CSISD Board President Randall Pitcock says the way the city has grown made that property sellable, and the district still owns two other tracks.
One's immediately across the railroad tracks from Deacon and on the west side of the railroad tracks, and the other one is south and west out at Welburn Road and Greensbury Trail. But we know we're going to need more property as the district continues to grow, and we're just building our second high school right now, but the long-range plans, there will be a third high school someday in College Station.
Trustees unanimously approved selling the Rock Prairie land for just over $4 million to the city in the first of three transactions that will lead to the construction of a new Scott & White Hospital. Proceeds will go toward future land purchases. Almost 3.5 years ago, a 9-year-old girl from Western Brazos County told her mother a house guest had sexually assaulted her, but the man accused of the contact could not be found for 2 years. Jailed the last 14 months, a trial was recently held, and the jury of 8 women and 5 men convicted 45-year-old Richard Lopez of Rockdale of aggravated sexual assault of a child. The jury imposed a 35-year prison term, 5 years longer than was sought by prosecutors. The earliest Lopez can be released on parole is 2027. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender. The merger of United Airlines and Houston's Continental Airlines has officially taken effect, and as John Mark Dempsey reports, the Continental name will soon be consigned to history.
Continental employees in Houston, like Mike Coley, were feeling nostalgic as the merger took effect. He told KHOU-TV how he was feeling.
Bittersweet, yeah. Continental got a good reputation, a good name, but like they say, you got to stay competitive. If you don't move forward, you're going to get left behind one day.
Continental and Chicago-based United will continue to fly as separate airlines for up to a year, but eventually all flights will be scheduled under the name of United. The merged companies will become the world's largest airline with about 5,800 daily flights and 87,000 employees. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
There's more than 88,000 registered voters in Brazos County, and today is the last day to register for the November election. Voter Registrar Christine Rowe expects plenty of last-minute activity.
You can actually go online to the Secretary of State's office and print an application out and mail it to us or drop it by. We have them at the libraries. We have them at the post office. If they were to complete an application, bring it down and drop it in our night deposit box, we probably would assume that you did it before midnight on Monday. Otherwise, it's going to have to be taken to the post office, and it will have to be postmarked by the Postal Service by Monday. And it's not the date that we receive it. It's when the post office postmarks it that determines their application date.
Rowe estimates there are 3,000 more registered voters in Brazos County this time around compared to the last midterm election 4 years ago. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information, plus a link to voter registration forms and a sample election ballot. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It is 54 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid, and my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
High pressure is going to lead to sunshine again this week. The high sitting over the central United States, and it will have difficulty moving east because of an upper-level low-pressure system. Sunny, 75 to 80, and any patchy clouds this morning will have tendency to melt away. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine. It should be a little bit warmer. Highs 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear lows 45 to 50. Abundant sunshine and warm for Wednesday with highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk about college football. The Texas Longhorns are out of the top 25 for the first time in 10 years. We'll also have some high school football review for you from a very successful Friday night, at least for the locals. And the Ryder Cup is finishing up this morning with 12 singles matches, and it does not look good for the red, white, and blue. We'll talk about that, and the Rangers playoffs are set. All that and more coming up in sports.
Those Orange Bloods are saying, Cole, quit doing that hospital commercial and get back over here. We need you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a real quarterback. They might have won that game.
Might have.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Yeah. Newsboy said it's 54 degrees.
There's a chill in the air.
Man,
no doubt about it.
Newsboys just reading the thermometer.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Had my AC blowing. I turned that thing off real quick this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I didn't even roll the windows down this morning. 78 is going to be the high, and then going to do another 49 or so tonight. This is good. This is all right. And let's see, boys, Friday night, 54. So kind of like this for your football game on Friday night there, Chase.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, be good. Well, you know, today...
We'll be rattling around in the big house on Friday.
Oh,
so.
Where are you?
We're at Kyle.
Oh, that's right.
It's the Crosstown Showdown. Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
The town across of showdown across. Or
something.
For the blue spike or
take you a blanket because them aluminum seats will just suck the heat right out of you. Mm-hmm. Just remember that. So this is the first Monday in October, which means, of course, that the
it's busy in Canton.
Yeah, that the Supreme Court.
Oh, the Supremes.
They'll be
giving us a little baby love.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Oh, they got new people to baby love
that's
now,
right.
Don't
well,
they?
Yeah, and we'll do all that in just a little while. But I mean, it does make us think about how the judicial system is busy quite often with many things. Among them, the male dance company Chippendales has failed to gain a trademark for the bow tie and shirt cuffs that the dancers wear.
Huh.
That would have been the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. Said the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office was right to refuse their request for trademark of cuffs and collar costumes.
Wonder how they'll dress to appear before the Supremes.
I don't know. And I'm wondering,
Of course, it's just their lawyers that appear. So.
Yeah, there probably wasn't evidence involved unless it was possibly an artist's rendering. The court said that the company failed to demonstrate how the outfit was distinctive, mainly because they compared it to the Playboy Bunny suit. The trademark for the Playboy Bunny suit, of course, as we all know, was granted in 1964. And then because what's-his-name got old and senile, Hugh Hefner, he forgot to renew it, so it expired in 04.
Oops.
Yeah.
It was on my to-do list, but, well, you know.
I got tired.
Walking down the hall, you get distracted there.
And a police officer in Florida said that a grandmother tried to avoid a drunk driving arrest by bribing him. 65-year-old Elsie Wright O'Connor was pulled over for erratic driving after the officer smelt alcohol on Elsie's breath, found two bottles of vodka in her SUV.
Good grief.
Mm. Way to go, rattling around. See, you're supposed to wrap them up so they don't
clink. Clink, 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 clink.
Well, of course, busted as she was, she figured her only way out of this, because she's 65, was to offer to give him a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh.
I get him every time. Throwing the donut, and, you know.
Yeah, really.
You got her made.
At the county jail, her blood alcohol level tested 3 times the legal limit. She told the arresting officer, come on now, I'm a grandma. Can you do something nice for me? Because I'm not that bad.
Let me get on down there.
I could have brought you back.
What?
She said, I could have brought you back to my house and made you a grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh.
Ma'am, thank you for adding that and made you a grilled cheese sandwich after saying you could have brought me back to your house.
Yeah.
But you're still under arrest.
That's right.
Info.
Mason, would you cut off the crust, please?
Yeah, really.
I've got these collars and cuffs over here. You want to try one of them on? Just to tie them both together.
Yeehaw!
I heard what you did there.
Yeah, it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning
meeting. We're going to have a great time today. If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, VALPAK.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic, and a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 619.
October the 4th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
By the way, boys,
This
is 10-4 day.
Uh-huh. Well, good buddy, thank you.
See, because it's 10th month,
fourth
day.
Right.
10-4.
10-4-10.
Also, just a way for you to go ahead and celebrate it, it's National Taco Day. So.
Well.
Just letting you know.
Every day should be.
Going to be some crunchy or soft delights there for you.
Yeah.
Preferably while you're driving.
Yeah. And preferably loaded with extra lettuce.
Mm-hmm. When did a soft taco start becoming a soft taco? I mean, when did a burrito?
Well, no,
all
no,
of a sudden
no.
They put it in a soft thing,
no,
and
they
now
got
it's
that.
A soft taco.
No, they got that. No, it's open at the top, and a burrito would be a closed, eatable fixture.
Well, yeah, but now you're sort of splitting hairs a little bit, no, you know, see, whether it's closed or open.
I don't think it has to do with that. It has to do with the contents. A taco is just meat, lettuce, cheese, tomato, whereas a burrito normally has beans in it.
Or some sort of meat product.
Yeah. But to me, when I was growing up, a taco was always crispy, you know.
You know,
then they got fancy. They say like a soft
I think that's
taco.
How it was in the Bible, crunchy taco.
the problem that you have, though, I mean,
what would Jesus eat?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we were going there later, but
Well, we can go back there.
That's right.
I mean, you know, that wafer was crunchy. Well, for all we know, it was.
But one of
it was
the
unleavened.
Things...
It probably was. It was at the very least chewy and dry.
Yeah.
So.
That's why you dip in the wine.
Yep.
Problem is with tacos, and again, when a food place can get you food that you can consume on the way, then that basically is that is what we're looking for, right?
Drivable food.
Yeah, that is the holy grail of food that make it drivable.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the problem. When you've got the taco, you have to turn your head 90 degrees to do it right.
Well, that's true. Which either is that or it's all the lettuces in your lap.
And that's what I'm saying, and that would be unsafe as you're driving.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can take that donut and go ahead and eat that. Or,
yeah, you keep it at 180 degrees.
Yeah. But, you know,
you're not going to keep the lettuce in your lap. You're going to pick it out of your lap and eat it. Right?
Having to crank your head to the side just to eat a taco is probably not
Boy, and if you got rear-ended at that point in time, I mean, you talk about whiplash.
That could be.
They'd start calling it taco whiplash.
Just nasty. All right, anyway.
Leroy Van Dyke, the country singer.
Oh, my goodness, is he still alive?
81.
All right.
Years old today.
I don't imagine he doesn't sing that auctioneer song nearly as fast.
Probably not. $25 bill? Yeah.
Give me
something else. Bye. Who give me $20?
here's the problem.
Sold.
He may go down. You know, he may go backwards.
Yeah.
Which would be really bad.
I got 10. Okay, who give me 20?
I got 20. Who gives me 10?
Who gives me 10? Okay. Well, I'm old. I got mixed up.
I'm just thinking his band keeps saying, you know, this song gets longer and longer every time.
We did a 7-minute version.
All right. Actor Eddie Applegate, do we know him?
No, I've never heard of him.
Well, he was on the Patty Duke Show.
Oh, well, that makes a world of difference.
75 years old. Jackie Collins, the author, is 73 years old today. Another author, Anne Rice. She sold a book or two, hadn't she?
She did some vampiric stuff before that other girl came, before that chubby girl came along.
There you go. She's 69 years old today. Actress Laurie Saunders from Petticoat Junction is 69. Clifton Davis. The actor, he was in Amen. Remember, he played the preacher?
And not much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 65.
He's actually a preacher in real life.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I've seen him on one of those, you know, Begging for Jesus.
Sure.
Channels.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon, you know, she's free now. She's not dating that what's-his-name guy anymore. She's 64 years old.
She owns a ping pong parlor.
No kidding.
In New York City. What was that? Everything all right?
Something fell on the floor.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, anyway.
Okay. Armand Asante, the actor, turns 61 years old. Actor Alan Rosenberg is 60. And from Coach, actor, is this the guy that played sort of the slow one? Bill Fagerbake?
Don't know him.
He was from Coach and SpongeBob SquarePants. He's 53 years old today. Chris Lowe, the keyboardist, is 51 years old. And moving right along, Jessica Benson, the singer, is 23, and that's about all I got.
Well, we got Liev Schreiber, the actor, 43, and John Cicada, who's named after an insect. He's a singer or something, I think. Anyway, 48. 6:23 right now.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M. In vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Feeling all right, yes, I'm cruising tonight. Just left the Wolf Creek car wash, I'm ready to ride. A detailer wash and yes, an oil change too. A real friendly staff that will satisfy you. Don't need a lot of money, don't take a lot of time. Looking good when you drive.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
Hey, good morning. It's 625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Still having technical difficulties with Sean, but we'll have him back tomorrow. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They are offered a basket full of information on new businesses, or on businesses, new or old. Be there. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 78 for a high temperature today and 49 for a low tonight. Winds will be out of the east. And we'll stay pretty much in that neighborhood all week long with highs maybe around 80 and low temperatures around 50. Unfortunately, no mention of rain in the forecast. We could use some of that. Humidity 59% right now. Winds are from the northeast at 6. We have a chill factor this morning. It's 53. But the air temperature right now, very pleasant, 54 degrees.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. We offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 20-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, we'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in our warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Ever wonder when a shampoo says it'll make your hair 5 times silkier, what that means exactly? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
This is an important announcement to the American public who owe more than $10,000 or more in credit card debt. Over the past year, our government has quickly addressed issues threatening our biggest banks and corporations. We now face a similar issue threatening the American public by being burdened with credit card debt. To aid the financial recovery of the American people, we are taking equally swift and serious action by announcing our 2010 Debt Recovery Plan. If you're a U.S. citizen struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now may qualify to have up to half of what you owe to the credit card companies eliminated entirely. For this immediate relief, call 800-699-8790. We understand this is the help our country urgently needs this year on our road to recovery. By lifting the burdens Americans face with credit card debt, we are taking another step to see the change we would all like to see. If you're a U.S. citizen struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you may now call to see if you qualify to have up to half of what you owe eliminated. 800-699-8790. 800-699-8790. Again, that's 800-699-8790.
You have been the victim of something called proofiness.
Proofiness is the art of using bogus mathematics to distort the truth rather than to bring it out.
Charles Seif, author of the book Proofiness, says, for example,
you look at almost any beauty product, Crest White Strips or Vaseline, and you'll see some sort of numerical claim. Crest White Strips make your teeth twice as bright, or Vaseline delivers 70% more moisture than the other leading brand. These are numbers which are functionally made up. They have no meaning. After all, how do you measure how much moisture something delivers?
Of course, politicians use proofiness, and they've been making up numbers to support their arguments for a long time. The perfect example is from back in the 1950s.
Joseph McCarthy pulled out a list of people. He said, I've got 205 communists on this list in the State Department. He didn't. But just the very fact that it gave it a number made the administration worried, what does he have? If he's making such a specific claim, it must be real.
We believe numbers. There's something about a statistic, even a false one, that sounds believable. But perhaps we need to be more skeptical.
When a shampoo says it increases hair silkiness by 5 times, how in the world could anyone measure hair silkiness, much less show that a shampoo has increased hair silkiness by a factor of 5?
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 53 degrees right now at the studios as we head toward a high today in the upper 70s. Your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan School trustees hold a noon workshop today that will mark the third time in as many weeks talking about the process for selecting the district's next superintendent. Trustees could decide whether to hire a search firm, but that's only one piece of the puzzle. During a workshop last week, board members Maritza Hoffman and Kelly Levy said they've been approached about what residents want in the district's next top administrator.
Oh, I think they want somebody that's more visible in the community. I've heard more out there. We see them a little bit more. I think they want somebody that will make a decision.
And I've heard somebody who comes from an exemplary district. Somebody who comes from maybe a smaller district.
The board's newest member, Felicia Benford, brought up matching the next superintendent and their family with the personality of the district.
Anybody we get is not going to be the right person. They're going to have to be molded to come here to fit Bryan, because there's no one person that's already per se fit for Bryan. But I just want to make sure that that person and their family is adaptable to what is in Bryan.
Trustees have also discussed how the input of teachers, other employees, and students will be incorporated into the selection process. College Station school board members unanimously voted to sell land that will eventually be part of Scott and White's new hospital on Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. Board President Randall Pitcock calls it a win-win when you consider the expansion of the city's medical corridor, plus the district disposing of land it wasn't going to use.
That land was purchased in the late 80s, I'm assuming, that the board at the time and the administration thought that there might be an opportunity to put a school facility there at that location. And since then, with the way the community has grown, Pebble Creek going as far south at the time, in the late 80s, Pebble Creek wasn't there. So with the growth going further south, it quickly became not so desirable for the district to put a facility there.
The selling price of just more than $4 million will go toward future property purchases. The district sold the 30 acres to the city, which in turn will sell it to the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. They will then sell the land to Scott and White. It was a busy September for the Brazos County Voter Registration Office. Registrar Christine Rowe says 1,500 people signed up last month to vote in the November election.
This kind of being considered the off year, more or less, being a gubernatorial election, it's always busy, but not as busy as a presidential election. And so it has been fairly busy. We've got some pretty strong candidates out there and some races that people seem to be showing quite a bit of interest in. We've seen a lot of interest in the student body getting involved in the different campaigns as well.
Today is the last day to register, which includes any changes.
If you moved and you moved within the county to another voting precinct, you need to submit that change by Monday, as well as any new application or like a name change or something like that. For that to be reflected, you need to do that. If they have moved within a very short period of time, they'll have to go to their old polling place to vote, but they'll submit the information there.
Rowe says a registration form that's mailed with today's postmark will be accepted, along with applications placed in the night deposit box at the Brazos County Tax Office. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information, including a link to voter registration forms and a sample election ballot. Election Day is a month from tomorrow, and as Ed Martell reports, certain polls show the governor's race tightening up.
Running as an incumbent in what is considered a Republican year, Governor Rick Perry should be a shoo-in for re-election. But a respected poll shows him in a dead heat with his Democratic challenger, Bill White. It surprises political analysts. It surprised Perry.
Really?
But Perry quickly shifted to optimism.
I believe that the voters will choose right.
White understands it's close, but he feels he has the momentum.
It's neck and neck. Momentum is building on our sides,
People understand that.
And both Perry and White understand they have a lot of work to do in the next 30 days. Ed Martell, TSN News.
An Brazos County jury has issued a guilty verdict in the trial of a Rockdale man accused of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl more than 3 years ago. The jury then sentenced 45-year-old Richard Lopez to 35 years in prison. That's 5 years more than the recommendation made by prosecutors. The earliest Lopez can be released on parole is 2027. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender. According to court records, Lopez was staying at a friend's home in western Brazos County in May 2007 when the contact took place. The victim told her mother, who in turn contacted the sheriff's department. A deputy interviewed Lopez, but he was not arrested. An arrest warrant was issued 2 weeks later, but Lopez avoided authorities for 2 years. He was eventually found in Austin. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 53 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36. Let's check a little bit of weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
Another week, another high-pressure system in control of the pattern, this one stretching from Wisconsin to Texas. Overall, we look good. We have a little bit of patchy cloudiness showing up on this morning satellite photos, but overall, the day should be a sunny one. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tonight, we're clear. We're cool. 45 to 50. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow. We're going to be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night will be clear. Lows will drop down to about 45 to 50. We have sunny weather in the forecast for Wednesday, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And coming up in sports, Aggie football team gets ready for Arkansas after having this last Saturday off, trying to mend the bruises from the loss to Oklahoma State. We'll talk about that. Texas out of the top 25 for the first time in 10 years, trying to avoid their third straight loss when they meet Nebraska in 2 weeks. We'll talk about that, too, and lots of high school football to talk about. And we'll keep you updated on the Ryder Cup. Can the Americans come back? Probably not. And win the Ryder. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So is this the yips or the chokes? What's the deal?
Yesterday was the chokes, and European team is very good. They got a very deep team. And it's very good. So
yeah, well, it's not like they brought in the
It's a very good
team.
Kids
down the street.
Yeah, but America's got a good team too, but not as good as Europe's.
Yeah, they keep hitting the water. It's a little bitty country. I mean, is that the problem? Yeah, it's easy to bounce out there.
That's true. Little bitty country.
Cross an international border.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You need a passport to go get your ball.
That's it. Some former members of Congress have this to say to this season's crop of congressional candidates. Quote, we have met the enemy, and it is us. Kind of like what Pogo said, end quote. In an unprecedented letter to all congressional candidates in both parties, more than 130 former members of Congress said it is time to halt, quote, this sorry state of affairs, and to focus on problem solving. It's from the letter. Congress appears gripped in zero-sum game partisanship in which the goal often seems to be more to devastate the other side than to find common ground to solve problems. Yeah, you're right. And so because you're a former member of Congress, these new people are going to listen to you? I think not. The letter resulted from more than 3 months of discussions among former members who had signed the letter. The public is highly perplexed and dismayed. No, I think they're PO'd, actually. I don't think perplexed and dismayed would nearly say the way the country feels about it.
Perplexed is a calf at a new gate. I mean, that's...
Yeah. No, they understand exactly what they want to do, and the politicians may not like it. People are fed up, quoting again, including members of Congress, at a time when the nation faces huge challenges and needs some consensus building, according to David Skaggs, who was a Democrat from Colorado. Recently gained the attention as the chairman of the House Office of Congressional Ethics. And so we'll see what happens. They're writing saying, you boys and girls start paying attention. We'll see if that works. So yesterday, Jack Conway, who is the Democrat, who is the answer to a trivia question, but actually what he is the Kentucky Democrat Senate candidate. He's all over Rand Paul, attacking him on Fox News. John Cornyn was on CNN yesterday.
Yeah, he's not running, is he?
No, but see, his job is to get Republicans elected in the Senate. He's the chairman of that committee. He says it's going to be a good day on November the 2nd.
You think they try to get people on that aren't running so they don't have to mess with that equal time thing?
Well, it's easy to get people on who aren't running because everybody's running back home and they don't want to be on the Sunday shows for fear they'll screw something up. But, that's what Cornyn's got to do. He's got to be out there pumping the Republican Party line because that's his job right now. Hey, wait, here we go. News flash. The White House has scored themselves and given themselves an A. How do you like that? Their report came out Friday that said the stimulus package worked very well. So they're busy patting themselves on the back just to let you know that they did a good job. And in case you had any question, they're the ones who are telling you they did a good job.
Ah.
No denying that the Democrats face an uphill battle next month when voters head to the polls, but now races are tightening, they say. New York Times has told us that. So, once again. And, of course, Chase, you've got the story this morning. I mean, they're doing everything they can to make sure as many people as possible register to vote. Because today's the day. Got to get that done. Postmarked by midnight tonight. If you can't get by there to drop it off. Can they fax it, did you say? Am I wrong? No. They can get coffee.
There is no faxing. Fine. You can mail it or drop it by.
Okay, and you can get you can go online to get the form to do that.
You can go to a place called WTAW.com.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it? That'd work out well.
And that way we don't send you this, dot this, and slash this, and
all
this,
that other. Just boom. Just go there.
Yep.
It's done and done. All right, let's see. In the meantime, what else is going on? Oh, the governor's race out there in California, they're getting kind of nasty, you know. Meg Whitman, who spent a ton of money of her own to try to get elected against Jerry, who used to have hair brown.
Now, help me out. Whitman's corporate background, where was she?
She was at...
she wasn't at HP. That was Carly Fiorina.
She was at eBay.
eBay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She did the samplers.
Yeah,
that was her daddy.
That's it. So Jerry said, back when I had hair and was governor before. Now, they had, apparently they had over the weekend, a Spanish language debate. And the timing was very interesting on that because, of course, this whole deal of this domestic worker named Nikki Diaz, who was an illegal. And while Jerry Brown didn't say it, probably some of his workers, if you will, got the story out that Meg Whitman had this lady on her payroll for 9 years and knew that she was an illegal. So she said to Jerry, "Jerry, you should be ashamed. You and your surrogates put her deportation at risk." That's Nikki. "You should be ashamed of sacrificing her on your altar of political ambitions." That's pretty flowery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Brown comes back and says, "Don't run for governor if you can't stand on your own 2 feet and say that I made a mistake and I'm sorry. You've blamed her, you've blamed me, you've blamed the left, you've blamed the unions, but you are not taking accountability." That's a pretty good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Politician not taking the blame for something that they've done wrong. And I don't know, I guess that's about it. Robert Gibbs for DNC chairman, did you hear about that? little talk about Gibbs doing
Why,
that?
So we can whine about that then?
I don't know, because after all, I think he's pretty ineffective as he is as the White House spokesperson.
Probably the most ineffective I've ever witnessed.
Yeah, well.
I mean, a guy who just can't talk.
Doesn't do very well.
No.
Arnie Schwarzenegger signed a little piece of paper over the weekend that basically made possession of small amounts of marijuana. That's under like 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. No, that's
Lord.
Not true. That's not true. No. He made possession of a small amount of marijuana an infraction instead of a misdemeanor. So it's pretty much like a speeding ticket in California now. So
did he have a little joint that he had there while he was
standing? No, he has said, and he's
dangling out of his mouth.
He has said that he is against the legalization of marijuana, but it's the idea of just getting the
personal
courts
use
clean.
Amounts and
yeah, getting the courts cleared out, because you know why in the world do you need to have jury trials on something like that? Philadelphia recently did pretty much the same thing, deciding that having jury trials over minor possession charges pretty much doesn't make any sense. It just costs too much money, so moving ahead on that. And while it's not politics, I guess you saw that the federal government has issued a travel alert for U.S. Americans who are headed to Europe. This kind of popped up about Thursday and gained some credence that it looked as if terrorists were maybe looking to do something similar to what they did in Mumbai at the hotel there last year. And so key areas, and again, small attacks, but in key areas across Europe. So and obviously that's going to hurt the economy in Europe, too, the fact that if Americans decide that they're not going to go over there and spend their money. But anyway, that's also in the news. And aside from that, you know, everybody's home trying to politic to keep their job, because that's the most important thing. And I don't know, nothing happened in statewide in politics that I can recall over the weekend. Anything happen? Anything off the cart?
Yeah. Well, they had that gubernatorial debate without Perry.
How'd they do that? Did they have a cardboard cutout? Or
no, I don't think they did.
Oh, shoot.
Pretty sure they did.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. So we had a one-sided debate with nobody else there. Huh?
Something like that.
Okay. All right, 6:46.
When we met JT, he was in an incubator suffering from the drugs his mother took while pregnant.
As JT's court-appointed special advocates, his CASAs, we fought for his medical care and the drug rehab his mother needed.
Now, JT is a healthy toddler, and his mom is a safe, drug-free parent.
Volunteer as a CASA.
Make a lifelong difference in a child's life and your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org, sponsored by Texas CASA.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members and Aggie fans.
Feeling alright, yes, I'm cruising tonight. Just left the Wolf Creek car wash, I'm ready to ride. A detailer wash and yes, an oil change shoe. A real friendly staff that will satisfy you. Don't need a lot of money, don't take a lot of time. Looking good when you drive.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, October 9th is Pruning School. Learn what you need to know about the right time and right ways to prune your plants and trees from Dr. Doug Welsh at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's funny how myths and mystiques come about. Somebody says it, and before you know it, everybody believes it. Sophisticated as we all think we are, as we log on to link up and download, we still have some pretty untechnical thoughts. Many of those slip into the category of gardening, and we're gathered here today to bring light to the lives of Texas plant people. I have some true facts as I know them about these gardening myths, and I'll be back right after this message. You still, for a few days longer, can save 41% on my 2011 Texas gardening calendar. We are wrapping up our pre-production offer on the calendar. Now, you need to contact our office today. You're going to save 41% on the calendar that will have more than 10,000 words telling you month after month when you need to plant and prune, fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's the 28th year that we've brought you this calendar. It's always a bestseller, and I give you the best deal before we go to press so that I can know a more precise press count. Now, this 41% savings comes when you buy the calendar with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of our magazine, every word of the calendar, written specifically for the Lone Star State, and the total price for all that information, the calendar and the magazine, $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. But you must call immediately, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about gardening myths, and here's one I hear all the time. I'm going to plant native plants. They'll do better in my landscape. Well, that may or may not be a myth. Actually, the better term is adapted. What you want is a plant that's adapted to its new home, unless you're out to prove some specific botanical point about Texas trees and shrubs and vines. You really ought to be more concerned with how successful a plant will be in your landscape, whether it's from Japan or just down the street. It needs to perform. That's what you need to think about. Someone recently showed me photos of willow oaks they dug on their northeast Texas property near Cooper and moved less than 1 mile closer to their house. They happened to be on a transition between sandy soils of East Texas and the black clay prairies, and the willow oak that they moved from the back of the property to the front of the house developed severe iron deficiency. It wasn't native there. 100-acre property, it was native on the other end. Here's a myth. I'm tired of lawn management. It's ground covers for me. Why is it that everybody thinks you can just plant ground covers and then walk away and forget them? What about all that heroic soil preparation you have to do before you even start planting? How about the hand pulling of weeds for the first year or two the ground cover's getting established? How about all the hand trimming you'll have to do and how difficult it is to get fallen leaves out of the twining, vining ground covers? Pull up a lawn chair. Let's think about this thing a little while. Now, while ground covers are special plants for special spaces, they aren't the final answer to your every dream. The lowest maintenance ground covering plant you usually will find is a well-maintained lawn. Use ground covers where a lawn would be impossible. And we're going to finish with organic produce tastes better. Now we're talking politics. This is a hot potato. We'll look at some facts, not fiction, however. Plants take all their nutrients into their roots and water solution as elemental nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and the plants cannot tell if those nutrients came off a conveyor belt or out of a cow. So there is no way that because it's grown organically, it's going to taste any better. The difference I'll give you is that organic gardeners are usually more careful, and that does make a big difference. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscapes make statements to the community. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Well, good Monday afternoon morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports. Let's talk about the Ryder Cup right now because it's an event that's going on right now in Wales. The U.S. team had its work cut out for it in the Ryder Cup today, and the first ever time that the weather has forced the Ryder to extend to a Monday finish because yesterday the Europeans went undefeated against the Americans. Europe has a 9.5, 6.5 point lead going into today's 12 singles matches. And so far, it's not looking a lot better, a little bit better for Team USA. USA needs to win 7 of the 12 singles matches in order to keep the cup. And the last we check, Europeans are leading by 5. The Americans are leading in 5. And they're all square in 2 matches. It should be all over by the time of our next sportscast, and we'll know who has the Ryder Cup. Major League Baseball regular season is over, and here's the divisional matchups in the American League best of 5 series. The American League West champion Texas Rangers will start at East champion Tampa Bay starting on Wednesday. They will play at Arlington Saturday, and if needed, on Sunday. They will play at Arlington again Saturday and Sunday. The American League Wild Card Yankees will host the Minnesota team on Saturday at starting Wednesday, I should say. In the National League, Central champion Cincinnati is at East champion Philadelphia, and Wild Card Atlanta will start at West champion San Francisco. The Texas Longhorns have dropped out of the top 25 for the first time in 10 years after their 28-20 loss to Oklahoma on Saturday. The Longhorns' second straight loss dropped them from the rankings. Alabama still on top, followed by Ohio State, Oregon, Boise State, and TCU. Oklahoma's ranked 6th, Nebraska 7th, followed by Auburn, Arizona, and Utah. Oklahoma State jumped into the top 25 at 22nd after their Thursday win over Texas A&M. Missouri is 24th. Arkansas, the Aggies' next opponent, jumped from 11th, from 15th to 11th after having the weekend off. Texas is idle this week, and they'll play at Nebraska the next Saturday, trying to avoid what would be the first three-game losing streak in Mack Brown's era at Austin. Also in the Big 12 on Saturday, Baylor slammed Kansas in Waco 55-7. Iowa State upset Tech in Ames 52-38, and Colorado beat Georgia 29-27. Georgia starts off the season 1-4. Well, it was winners all around for the locals on Friday night, with both Bryan and Consol going to 2-0 in district in advance of their crosstown showdown this Friday night at Kyle Field. Bryan shut out Shoemaker 14-0, and that was in overtime. Vikings needed two short touchdown runs. The second one came by Nate Jones.
Second and 6, rather, from the 7. Pitch goes to Nate Jones, who puts his head down and gets in for the touchdown. The finish on that run was all Jones, because he was hit at the 1. He keeps his legs moving and leans over the goal line into the 4:39 mark in the 3rd. Bryan is up by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he had to actually spin off Chris Watson at the end of that play, 4:39, to make it a 13-0 lead.
Chase Murphy and David Campbell on the call. That was the 3rd quarter. Took a 4th quarter, though, sack to wrap things up for the Vikes.
4th down. Blunt wants to throw. Blunt's in trouble. Blunt will be dropped. It's a turnover on downs. He's tackled back at the 44.
Let me guess. Jimmy Goin?
Jimmy Goin and Josh Watson. That's a loss of 12 for the second straight play.
A&M Consolidated held on to beat Ellison 43-25 for their 4th straight win. Consol got their scoring started early with a couple of long runs. First one when the Tigers were down 6-0. Here's Mike Wright.
Flankers to either side. White to the right. Nuttall to the left. Banks is the setback. Bronowski, man in motion, handed off, jet sweep, Nuttall, no place to go, cuts it upfield, the 40-yard line, at the 50, Nuttall, the 45, the 40, to the 30, the 20, to the 10, to the house, touchdown, Tigers, it's tied at 6.
Final 43-25 there. Rutter Rangers got their first district win as they beat Bastrop 27-21 on the road. A couple of short TD runs, including this one.
Danford. From the shotgun, the snap, handoff, Curtis, right side, into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yep.
A 3-yard touchdown run by C.J. Curtis, and the Rutter Rangers take a 27-14 lead.
Yeah, Rutter start off the season 5-1. Congratulations, beating the district favorite Bastrop on the road. Down the road in Navasota, the Rattlers finished non-district play with a 49-12 whipping of Wharton to stop their losing string. They'll start district play at Rockdale next Friday. And that's your first look at sports. We'll update you on the Ryder Cup. It should be all over by our next sportscast. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Shh, listen. It's a John Deere Gator.
Check out its rugged body. Whoa, this beast has a lot of strength, too. Its powerful three-cylinder engine gives it remarkable low and working torque, plus an optional bench seat. Be careful, it's much faster than it looks. This Gator can move up to 44 miles an hour. If you're looking for a bit of the wildlife, find this Gator at Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Get one before they're gone. Visit online at cptractor.com.
The Friends Association of the Symphony Orchestra will host Dressed to a Tee, an afternoon tea and fashion show Thursday, November 4th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Women's Club in Bryan. Fashions will be provided by Charlie's, the Little Red Schoolhouse, Morgan Fitzgerald's, and Wits End. Cost is $50 per person, and proceeds will benefit the Brazos Valley Symphony Goes to School program. Reservation deadline is October 21st. For further information, call 979-846-8172.
Hey, I'm Brazos Valley. Weather forecast. Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Americans who go to Europe are being cautioned.
People shouldn't be afraid to travel.
She's undaunted in San Francisco as the U.S. issues a travel alert on terror. Fox News Radio's Phil Littner's live in London.
Dave, Western European governments here in London and elsewhere are beefing up their countermeasures and have put the security status at its highest level. But many Americans say the threat will not deter them from enjoying their European vacation, like this traveler at the Eiffel Tower.
I see plenty of police and security around here, and, I don't have...
And Dave, Japan has also now issued an advisory for its citizens coming to Europe.
Phil, four people are dead, 15 injured when a church van headed to Florida crashed last night in southwest Georgia.
Investigators think a tire blew out on the van, causing it to hit the median and flip over. The Georgia State Patrol says the van was overcrowded and was capable of carrying 15 passengers.
Again, 19 were on board. Mike Connie with Fox affiliate WGST. We're just hearing about a fire in southern Ohio in a 12-bedroom home. Three are dead, two missing, six people hospitalized. There's a new look into our bedrooms, a sex survey of Americans. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum has a clean version of the results live.
Not that easy to do, Dave. It's a 118-page survey put out by Indiana University. Some of the findings... Well, the majority of young people are not hooking up. 40% of 17-year-old males report going all the way, as it were, in the past year. Condom use is up, and young people are saying it doesn't interfere with enjoying the experience. And 7% of women and 8% of men identify themselves as gay, lesbian, or bisexual, Dave.
Hank, a British doctor who pioneered test tube babies, has won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Robert Edwards credited for helping millions of couples who couldn't have children overcome that with in vitro fertilization. And Tony Curtis will be remembered today at a funeral in Las Vegas. The legendary actor died last week at the age of 85. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No Wonder Money magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Kathy, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My customer had a carpool full of kids when, bang, gravel chipped her windshield. Good thing she called Safe Light before it could spread further. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour, so you're safely back on the road in no time. A Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
For vehicle glass damage, trust Safe Light. Call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light repair, Safe Light replace.
Attacks NATO in Pakistan, targeting fuel trucks along a key NATO supply route for troops in Afghanistan. This in retaliation for NATO's cross-border attacks on militants in Pakistan. Now, the U.S. may be on the offensive in Yemen.
Although the U.S. Department of Defense has denied the airstrikes, Yemen's foreign minister has told a pan-Arab newspaper that America has carried out airstrikes on Yemeni soil as part of a joint effort to rein in terrorist elements in the country. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has a growing presence in Yemen, the poorest country in the Arab world, and is thought to have inspired Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib, the so-called underwear bomber, who tried to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight last Christmas. In the Middle East, Nina Donahue, Fox News Radio.
It's down to the...
Hey, Aggieland, this is Chris Collins, new car sales manager at Allen Honda. Now is the time to buy a new Honda. The 2011s are rolling in, and we need to move all remaining 2010 models. We have 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on all Honda Fits and Civics. We have 1.9 for up to 60 months on all 2010 Accords, Insights, and CRVs. Put the special interest rates along with the crazy discounts, and you can't find a better deal anywhere. Come see us on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway under the huge U.S. flag or at AllenHonda.com. Home of low prices and no pressure. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, this is David Kitchens with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This time of year, rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice seeking shelter inside your home. No matter what kind of rodents have moved in with you, ABC can eliminate them, and catch any that may already be there. Plus, all of our technicians undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with us on your property. Call us today or find us on the web at abchomeandcommercial.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash-out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. I'm old enough to remember when we used to call gas stations service stations. In those days, we could drive into our friendly service station, and we wouldn't even have to get out of the car. There would be an attendant waiting to pump gas for us. He would also check the oil, tire pressure, vacuum the floorboards, all at no additional charge. It would be hard to find a gas station to give you that kind of service today. Now everything is self-service. If you want self-service when you're looking for insurance, log on to some insurance company website or call some 800 number and talk to someone in New York or New Jersey. But if you want old-fashioned service complete with a local, knowledgeable agent to personally guide you through the complicated insurance buying process, then call or come by the W.E. Gibson Insurance Agency. Call us at 979-694-1555 or come by our office in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie. I can't say that we will check your oil or put air in your tires, but we will give you old-fashioned service. Why settle for self-service when you can get the kind of service W.E. Gibson Insurance offers?
WTAW News Time, 7:07, 52 degrees right now at the studios. High today, knocking on the door of 80, but very nice. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. For several months, the Bryan School Board has discussed surveying district employees and residents. Trustees resumed that issue today during a noon hour workshop. Those surveys could also include what both groups want in the district's next superintendent. During a board workshop last week, Trustee Doug Wunderberger wanted public input early in the process.
And find out, you know, just exactly what we were talking about, find out what people, stakeholders, think they want. Then we can meet and talk about people whom we may already know and decide after that if we want to go to a search. You know, those people may be included in the search if we go that far anyway.
Trustee Merrill Green wants to hear from district employees.
I think maybe we ought to go heavier on staff or teachers. We're always doing, you know, new things. We want to know what teachers think of our superintendent. So they all do have opinions about what they think a good superintendent should be.
Green also brought up deciding on a salary that's going to be in a range with competing districts. Today's agenda also includes the possibility of hiring a search firm that, among other things, would collect information on what district residents want in the next superintendent. A win-win for the city of College Station and its school district, with one comment following the sale of school land to the city. In the late 80s, the school district bought 30 acres along Rock Prairie Road east of the Rudder Freeway. Board President Randall Pitcock says the way the city has grown made that property sellable, and the district still owns two other tracts.
One's immediately across the railroad tracks from Deacon,
and on the west side of the rail tracks, and the other one is south and west out at Welburn Road and Greensbury Trail. But we know we're going to need more property as the district continues to grow, and we're just building our second high school right now, but the long-range plans, there will be a third high school someday in College Station.
Trustees unanimously approved selling the Rock Prairie land for just over $4 million to the city in the first of three transactions that will lead to the construction of a new Scott & White hospital. Proceeds will go toward future land purchases. Almost 3.5 years ago, a 9-year-old girl from Western Brazos County told her mother a house guest had sexually assaulted her, but the man accused of the contact could not be found for 2 years. Jailed the last 14 months, a trial was recently held, and the jury of 8 women and 4 men convicted 45-year-old Richard Lopez of Rockdale of aggravated sexual assault of a child. The jury imposed a 35-year prison sentence. The earliest Lopez will be able to be released is 2027. He'll also have to register as a sex offender. The merger of United Airlines and Houston's Continental Airlines has officially taken effect. And as John Mark Dempsey reports, the Continental name will soon be consigned to history.
Continental employees in Houston like Mike Coley were feeling nostalgic as the merger took effect. He told KHOU-TV how he was feeling.
Bittersweet, yeah. Continental got a good reputation, a good name, but like they say, you got to stay competitive. If you don't move forward, you're going to get left behind one day.
Continental and Chicago-based United will continue to fly as separate airlines for up to a year, but eventually all flights will be scheduled under the name of United. The merged companies will become the world's largest airline with about 5,800 daily flights and 87,000 employees. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
There's more than 88,000 registered voters in Brazos County, and today is the last day if you want to add your name to the rolls, if you want to register in time for the November election, that is. Voter Registrar Christine Rowe expects plenty of last-minute activity.
You can actually go online to the Secretary of State's office and print an application out and mail it to us or drop it by. We have them at the libraries. We have them at the post office. If they were to complete an application, bring it down and drop it in our night deposit box, we probably would assume that you did it before midnight on Monday. Otherwise, it's going to have to be taken to the post office, and it will have to be postmarked by the Postal Service by Monday. And it's not the date that we receive it. It's when the post office postmarks it that determines their application date.
Rowe estimates there are 3,000 more registered voters in Brazos County compared to the last midterm election 4 years ago. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information and a link to voter registration forms, plus a look at the sample election ballot. And even with Republican incumbent Rick Perry gone, candidates for Texas governor still debated on Sunday. Democrat Bill White says it's important that state government is well run as a public service for all people and not as a political machine. His comment refers to a Dallas Morning News report Sunday that more than $16 million from the Texas Emerging Technology Fund has gone to companies with ties to major campaign donors of Governor Perry's. Also participating in the debate were Libertarian Kathy Glass and Green Party candidate Deb Shafto. Perry had said he wouldn't debate White unless he releases more income tax returns than White has already. WTAW News Time, 712, 52 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M. In vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Let's check some weather at 7:14. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a basket of information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to lead to sunshine again this week. The high sitting over the central United States, and it will have difficulty moving east because of an upper-level low-pressure system. Sunny, 75 to 80, and any patchy clouds this morning will have tendency to melt away. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine. It should be a little bit warmer. Highs 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear, lows 45 to 50. Abundant sunshine and warm for Wednesday with highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Europeans seem to be closing in on the Ryder Cup, but it's not over yet. We will update you on what's going on in Wales there. We'll talk about college football. Texas out of the top 25 by both polls, the AP and the coaches, for the first time in a decade. We'll talk about that, review high school football, all that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, a little early Halloween Munsters music.
It's the Munsters. Well, yeah, because Halloween's coming up, and, they're going to do a remake of the show, apparently. The movie. They're going to do a movie
about
it.
Well, it's just a matter of time.
The original cast, of course, Fred the Utes Gwynn as Herman Munster. Yvonne DiCarlo is his wife, Lily. Al Lewis is Grandpa. Pat Priest is Marilyn. And, of course, Butch Patrick as the son.
And he'll have to have a cameo, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Of course. All have passed away except for Marilyn and Butch. And of course, they had to talk to Butch, and Butch is not happy about the remake. He's spoken out simply because he's got time to.
Oh, maybe he didn't get a cameo, and that's why he's angry.
Well, he starred in the classic, and he said, honestly, it should just be left alone. I think it shows they're desperate for content.
Well, duh. Butch.
And unless they get Brad Garrett to play Herman, it's not going to do well.
Huh. Hint, hint, hint. That would be a good casting call, though.
It would. But did Brad Garrett ask for the part? You know, not sure. But anyway, Munsters possibly with the new movie. Hello.
I am a big Munster fan, and since you are the Infomaniacs, you might be interested to know in the scene in the show Autumn Crocus, that's the title of one of the episodes, when they're showing the staircase in the background, a crew member is walking past with, like, a boom mic, and he's way in the back, but you can see him.
Mm. Well, I have one question. Are you employed, sir?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm just kidding you. What made this show such an allure for you? Why did it hold such an allure for you?
Well, I have a personal interest in my. I grew up in the funeral business. My dad's a funeral director, and Herman Munster, other than my dad, he was the only other guy that I knew that was a funeral director, and Eddie was the only other kid who had a dad as a funeral director. So that's it for me.
Nothing like a role model.
Birds of a feather.
That's it. Thanks. Okay.
Wow. Just.
No. By the way, before in the next 10 minutes, guys, I don't know. I may wait till the next half hour. I think I will. I'll wait till the next half hour. Guys,
That was a tease.
It was.
Yeah. 10 minutes. No. Half hour. Tomorrow.
No,
forget
no,
it.
No,
next
no,
week.
No,
next week.
No.
Yeah. If I remember,
no.
Yeah.
No. In one sentence, guys, I got us off the hook.
Yeah. Oh?
Yes, that's all.
We don't have to work tomorrow?
I'm talking about the male of the species that got us off the hook. All of us. Okay?
Oh.
I got the scientific proof that gets us off the hook. So I would say that's reason enough to hang around, just in case you might be interested about that. I don't know if you're shocked about this or not, but Halloween is one of the most expensive holidays of the year.
Hmm. It's getting worse, or so it would seem.
Go on.
Well, because have you noticed how much more decorating people do for Halloween?
You know,
than compared to even 5 years ago.
One word: inflatables. You know. Because I saw a pumpkin stack yesterday, you know, like six pumpkins stacked up. And I'm guessing it was an inflatable. I didn't drive by. But, you know, they have those little, they have snow globes during the holidays. But, they have like the giant witch and all that kind of stuff with their little compressor out there keeping them inflated. $61 for each and every U.S. American being spent on Halloween.
There you are.
National Retail Federation ranking of hot Halloween costumes this year estimates that some 4 million little girls will go trick-or-treating as princesses, the sixth year in a row That's the most little chicklets out there aspiring to royalty. Spider-Man still stags the most as far as little boys' ambitions are concerned. New this year on the list of kids wanting to be somebody, Buzz Lightyear, very high, 650,000 kids. And then, of course, Harry Potter. When it comes to grown-ups, nurses, which dropped off the list, are back with a vengeance, moving up to fourth spot behind witches, vampires, and arg pirates.
Well, because once again, that's the other thing that it's become, is it's a reason for anyone and everyone to become, you know, add trashy to whatever costume you choose.
Yep.
You know, I'm going as a nurse, hint, trashy hint. Nurse. Yeah. I'm going as a teacher, hint, trashy teacher. I'm going as a CEO, hint, trashy CEO.
I mean, Chase won't have his porch light on, I can tell.
I never do.
I understand. Poll for dogs. Say that.
We know what dogs do with poles, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Especially little boy dogs.
That's right. Pumpkins, number one, and devil suits, number two for dogs. That's what they're saying. All right.
Not our dogs. I mean, you just go get the little...
Get the bun.
Yeah, exactly. And be done with it.
And they tuck their tail. So.
Well, you know, yeah, because once again, they don't get the humor.
No.
Well, but we said last year, I said last year, I had a great idea for my son. I mean, because last year, we just put him in a little pumpkin outfit, and so he was a jack-o'-lantern.
Cute.
See, because his name
that works. Jack.
Jack.
Yeah. Okay.
This year, I do want to put, you know, if I thought he would sit still long enough, unfortunately, his hair's not long enough, but, you know, slick his hair back and give him, like, some, you know, like a pale face, something like that, and he would be Count Jacula.
Oh, that's good. But, all right. Maybe next year after that. Hello.
Maybe so.
Morning. Hey, any of y'all going as a radio host this year?
No.
No, we do that every day. It just gets boring after a while.
And believe me, we don't get nearly good stuff when we go to the door.
No.
Yeah.
They figure we already got this stuff.
First thing you're saying, aren't you a little old for this?
Yeah, really.
We don't like to answer that. It's an embarrassing question. Okay, survey by Resonate Networks showed that adults are worried about chubby kids. And get this, a third of them want marketers to stop pushing junk food. Because it's the marketer's fault, after all. Quit that. Go to McDonald's and get their carrot sticks and celery. That's what they make a lot of money off of. 35% of adults ranked childhood obesity as extremely serious. Yeah, that's right. 23% say the corporations have some responsibility. All right. 14% say they have the greatest responsibility. No, that'd be wrong. That's not exactly correct. 35% say they support limiting advertising of high sugar, high fat foods and beverages. Chase, I don't know. I guess Reagan out of the Saturday morning TV thing? Is that not part of her world?
Oh, but that's just it. There's no such thing as Saturday morning TV.
Oh.
It's everyday TV.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just it. Every blessed day.
So, I mean, are there a lot of pre-sweetened cereal ads and stuff like that?
Well, the good news is that the Monday through Friday content a lot of times is usually Disney.
Okay.
And so if it's Disney, they don't have advertising. Now, Nickelodeon does have advertising. PBS does not. I mean, so it depends on what network you're watching, things like that. But yeah, and that's just it. Television is not necessary to convince a child that the only available cereal that's out there is basically a pile of sugar that's been colored red.
You're right. Yeah. There are lots of ways, aren't there? But the cereal aisle is a real good way.
Yeah, and yeah, there's a reason they put you know, sugar honey coated globs of frosting smacks or whatever you want to call it, you know, on the bottom row. So
well, that and the fact that they have those that are the size of the containers the size of feed sacks. That's pretty neat.
You just wrap the little straps around their ears and send them on their way.
There you go.
Well, you roll them out the door.
Put them in the back of the pickup. You're good to go.
Sure.
Hey, Verizon Wireless is going to be paying back millions of dollars. That sounds kind of fun. Problem is, they're giving it to millions of people. So you may, it looks like 15 million cell phone customers who were erroneously charged for data sessions or internet use. Verizon did not disclose how much exactly you'll get back, but it'll probably be a credit. I mean, I don't know, maybe they'll cut checks, but I can't imagine that'd work. It'll range for, you ready? You're in the money, between $2 and $6. Yeah. That'll be great. The only thing that would be better is if you had to go by to the Verizon store to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So what, you go in and give your name and...
Have you done that? You know, go in the phone store and, you know, you're like number 23 on the list?
If I'm number 23, I'm walking out, pal.
You don't even show up. Okay. Western Pennsylvania officials hoping for a grand unveiling over the weekend of the century-old time capsule that they had there. They say both the capsule and their plans were spoilt. the copper container removed from the cornerstone of the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh. Inside, officials found 11 cents in change. Did they think we wouldn't be using coins by now? Two lead soldiers, a tattered silk flag, and a whole bunch of rotten news pulp. Seems that they didn't solder it shut, so the moisture got in. We open this time capsule to...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Something die in here?
Museum officials plan to try to save what they can.
Did you put a dog in the time capsule?
Well, they turned it upside down, and the wet paper stuck to the side of the capsule. Then they got to reach in, and it comes out, and it looks like paper mache, and it's, yeah.
It's all gamey and nasty.
Yeah, not a good thing. Anyway, museum officials plan to try once again. The next time they're going to entomb this one, and then early 22nd century, they'll go ahead and open it up and let us see what happens to be in there. Hup, got a Tony Danza story for you this morning.
All right.
24. Tony just can't get used to the wonders of modern technology. Apparently, he kicked up a stink at a Liza Minnelli concert last week.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That stinks to begin with.
Well, but now Tony better watch out. Liza's liable to come down there. I mean, just ask David Guest. She's got a strong hand.
Well, and all I can say is when I saw Liza, we were both going into the Tony Danza show.
Oh, that's right, and you pushed her out of the way, didn't you?
I did, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
But, you know,
that's a mighty heave, right?
I'm telling you. Yeah. Anyway, mess with Scooter. He's got some arms on him.
That's right.
Last week, when a fan wanted to take a photo of him with her cell phone, he refused her request, saying, quote, this is Tony Danza, okay? Tony saying, quote, everybody wants a picture with me, and that makes it just too much. Tony Danza.
Really?
Everybody wants a picture with him. I don't know if you knew that.
Of all the people I want a picture with, I'm pretty sure he's not in the top 80.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I was strolling the aisles at Half Price Books the other day, thumbing through the reference books, and came upon a new word, locavore. In the world of food, it means eating things that are locally grown. They're fresher, more environmentally friendly. So it got me to thinking. Here I am at Half Price Books, where they buy most of the things you find from their neighbors, giving new life to books, music, movies that locals like me have sold to them instead of trashing them. Then they make most of it available at half price or less, and they donate lots of what they don't sell to the local community. I mean, how environmentally friendly is that? So I think we need an equally appropriate word for Half Price Books. How about local lore? Yeah, local lore. There's always plenty of that on the shelves. If you can think of a better word, let me know. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. Hurry to Half Price Books on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more at hpb.com.
Sterling makes it easy.
The 2010 Cadillac CTS Sports Sedan at Sterling Auto Group is a dynamic combination of power and grace. For the first time ever on CTS, take advantage of 0% APR for up to 72 months. Or experience the utility and elegance of the Cadillac SRX luxury crossover vehicle. Now 0% APR for 36 months. Power, grace, class, only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
Good morning. It's 7:27. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. 78 for a high today, 49 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, right around 80 and a low around 50, and we'll have that all week long, but no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now, humidity is 62%. Winds are from the east at 6, and we've got clear skies out there and 53 degrees.
Don't miss the Hospice Brazos Valley Symposium, Thursday, November 4th at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. The symposium is free and open to the public. Actress Mary Mann will perform the original work, The Dance of Life. Keynote speaker at the symposium is Dr. Dosa, geriatrician and author of Making Rounds with Oscar. The symposium is free, but you must have a ticket to enter. Please call Hospice Brazos Valley to reserve your ticket now. Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank Bluebell Ice Cream for their support.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A 23-year-old student in Germany has created a firestorm over a video game he produced, due to be released on the 20th anniversary of German reunification. The game is called 1378 for the length in kilometers of the border between East and West Germany during the Cold War. Players have the option of assuming the role of an East German border guard and are awarded points for shooting fugitives attempting to flee East Germany. But later in the game, guards are transported to the year 2000 and face trial for killing on behalf of the communist regime. The other option is for players to take the role of the fugitives. If caught, they're either shot or imprisoned. Jens Stober, who developed the game as part of his university degree program, defends its educational value. Becoming an East German escapee or border guard enables players to identify with these figures, he says. It's a novel way of encouraging young people to take an interest in coming to terms with recent German history. Well, really? Well, families of the thousand or so real human beings who died trying to escape East Germany are outraged. They say the game makes a mockery of the victims' lives. So if you think disdain for the sacrifice of innocence is a cultural norm for just American liberals, think again. Now, what's next for this young gamer? A website? Graduate work producing a 9/11 game in which players can pretend to fly planes into the World Trade Center? Imagine how much novel fun and education that would be. You know, make a movie of the guy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Kathy, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My customer had a carpool full of kids when, bang, gravel chipped her windshield. Good thing she called Safe Light before it could spread further. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour, so you're safely back on the road in no time. A Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
For vehicle glass damage, trust Safe Light. Call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light repair, Safe Light replace.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 52 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, 78 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan School Trustees hold a noon workshop today that will mark the third time in as many weeks talking about the process for selecting the district's next superintendent. Trustees could decide whether to hire a search firm, but that's only one piece of the puzzle. During a workshop last week, board members Maritza Hoffman and Kelly Levy said they've been approached about what residents want in the district's next top administrator.
Oh, I think they want somebody that's more visible in the community. I've heard more out there. We see them a little bit more. I think they want somebody that will make a decision.
And I've heard somebody who comes from an exemplary district, somebody who comes from maybe a smaller district.
The board's newest member, Felicia Benford, brought up matching the next superintendent and their family with the personality of the district.
Anybody we get is not going to be the right person. They're going to have to be molded to come here to fit Brian, because there's no one person that's already per se fit for Brian. But I just want to make sure that person and their family is adaptable. to what is in Bryan.
Trustees have also discussed how the input of teachers, other employees, and students will be incorporated into the selection process. College Station School Board members unanimously voted to sell land that will eventually be part of Scott and White's new hospital on Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. Board President Randall Pitcock calls it a win-win when you consider the expansion of the city's medical corridor, plus the district being able to dispose of land it wasn't going to use.
That land was purchased in the late 80s. I'm assuming that the board at the time and the administration thought that there might be an opportunity to put a school facility there at that location. And since then, with the way the community has grown, Pebble Creek going as far south at the time in the late 80s, Pebble Creek wasn't there. So with the growth going further south, it quickly became not so desirable for the district to put a facility there.
The selling price of just more than $4 million will go toward future property purchases. The district sold the 30 acres to the city, which in turn will sell it to the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency, which will then sell the land to Scott and White. It was a busy September for the Brazos County Voter Registration Office. Registrar Christine Rowe says 1,500 people signed up last month to vote in the November election.
This kind of being considered the off year, more or less, being a gubernatorial election, it's always busy, but not as busy as a presidential election. And so it has been fairly busy. We've got some pretty strong candidates out there and some races that people seem to be showing quite a bit of interest in. We've seen a lot of interest in the student body getting involved in the different campaigns as well.
Today's the last day to register, which includes any changes you need to make.
If you moved and you moved within the county, to another voting precinct, you need to submit that change by Monday, as well as any new application or like a name change or something like that. For that to be reflected, you need to do that. If they have moved within a very short period of time, they'll have to go to their old polling place to vote, but they'll submit the information there.
Rose says a registration form that's mailed today or with today's postmark will be accepted, along with applications placed in the night deposit box at the Brazos County Tax Office. Meantime, you can go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information, including a link to voter registration forms and a sample election ballot. Election Day is a month from tomorrow, and as Ed Martell reports, certain polls indicate the governor's race is tightening up.
Running as an incumbent in what is considered a Republican year, Governor Rick Perry should be a shoo-in for re-election. But a respected poll shows him in a dead heat with his Democratic challenger, Bill White. It surprises political analysts. It surprised Perry.
Really?
But Perry quickly shifted to optimism.
I believe that the voters will choose right.
White understands it's close, but he feels he has the momentum.
It's neck and neck. Momentum is building on our sides. People understand that.
And both Perry and White understand they have a lot of work to do in the next 30 days. Ed Martell, TSN News.
And a Brazos County jury has issued a guilty verdict in the trial of a Rockdale man accused of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl more than 3 years ago. The jury then sentenced 45-year-old Richard Lopez to 35 years in prison. That's 5 years more than prosecutors had requested. The earliest Lopez will be able to be released on parole is 2027. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender. According to court records, Lopez was staying at a friend's home in Western Brazos County in May 2007 when the contact took place. The victim told her mother, who in turn contacted the sheriff's office. Once a warrant was issued for Lopez's arrest, he avoided authorities for 2 years but was eventually found in Austin. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 52 degrees right now. You'll need a jacket this morning, and we'll take a complete look at your forecast coming up after this from Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hey, 737, let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. New people move to town. They're offered a basket full of information on businesses. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Another week, another high-pressure system in control of the pattern, this one stretching from Wisconsin to Texas. Overall, we look good. We have a little bit of patchy cloudiness showing up on this morning's satellite photos, but overall the day should be a sunny one. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tonight we're clear, we're cool, 45 to 50. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, we're going to be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night will be clear. Those will drop down to about 45 to 50. We have sunny weather in the forecast for Wednesday, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Ryder Cup, the Europeans just need 2.5 more points in the singles matches to win the Ryder Cup. And right now they're leading in 3 matches. The U.S. is leading in 4. So there's still an outside chance for the Americans, but very outside. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about college football as the Longhorns drop out of the top 25. And we'll review high school football from Friday night. A good night for the locals. All that and more coming up in sports.
So, you know, in honor of the Ryder Cup, because, well, I mean, guys, you know me and the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, how much of it did you watch this weekend?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I don't know.
Probably.
6'9", as much as I probably thought I would. 6'9", 5'16", 20, it's a trivia question.
Uh-huh.
The first U.S. Open Men's Golf Championship, where was it held? 6'9", 5'16", 20.
Wow.
6'9", 5'16", 20. Really?
The first one.
And if you really think about it, it would make sense. So anyhow. Consider the kind of people who were playing golf in 1895.
Well, let me see.
6'9", 5'16", 20. We got prizes for you if you know the answer to that. We have a joke. We're going to do a joke this morning. You know, hello, what's the answer?
Would it be New York?
No, it wouldn't. Thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Pennsylvania.
Nope, thanks.
You want the state or the name of the course?
Well, no. Like the state.
Oh, the state.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
2 down, 48
to
go.
They probably weren't naming the courses in 1895.
Oh, I think so.
Sure. Hi, what's the answer?
Boston.
Nope, thanks. 6'9", 5'16", 20. Again, consider the kind of people playing golf in 1895. And it would kind of make sense as to where it is. The U.S. Open, look at Tom. You can hear him. Can hear him in there.
No, that's Chase.
What's the answer?
Washington, D.C.
Nope, thank you. 6'9", 5'16", 20 for trivia. The first U.S. Open Men's Golf Championship. What's the answer?
Georgia.
No, thank you. That's good, but I don't think Augusta was going yet in 1895.
Well, the city probably was. But
probably was. Hey there, what's the answer?
Yeah, I'm going to guess the state of confusion.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you for the call. Hi, what's the answer?
The Florida?
Nope, thanks. 6'9", 5'16", 20. What's the answer?
North Carolina.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Illinois.
Nope, thanks.
Everybody's doing it well except for that last man. They're saying East Coast.
Yeah, they are, which makes sense, okay?
It does
How's
make
that for
sense.
A clue? Hi, what's the answer?
Delaware.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Rhode Island.
That's it, it's Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, do you know where in Rhode Island?
New Haven. No, that's Connecticut.
No. Newport.
It's Newport.
Newport.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
See, because that's where all the rich folks would go.
Ah, yes.
You know, so it makes sense, right?
Ah, yeah.
Exactly.
They'd wear their spikes in those mansions.
All right, so who's this?
This is Tony Giletto.
Tony Giletto. Spell your last name for me, Tony.
Giletto.
All right, I got a pair of tickets for you for the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Starts this next weekend, and you can go any weekend you want.
You know where we're located?
I sure do.
All right, very good. There, thanks. All right, thanks, Tony. I forgot to ask if Tony was a golfer. Dang, I didn't know. But anyway, 1895.
And I've even been there.
Well, how about this? Maybe I've got a question that would be a little more common. You want to do another trivia question?
Sure.
Just back to back? I mean, you know, give away some Renaissance Festival tickets. And what
state
was the first Hooters opened? 6'9", 5'16", 20.
Birds of a feather.
6'9", 5'16", 20. Well, in fact, that happened on this date as well.
Did it?
Can you imagine? They share an anniversary.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
The men's open and the Hooters. What's the answer?
1980.
No, what's the answer? What state is it in?
Oh, Illinois.
No, thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Alabama.
No, thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Yeah, it's Clearwater, Florida.
That's it. It's Hino City and state. Outstanding.
Woohoo!
I guess that's something to be proud of. Yes,
that's right. My wife's going to be really proud.
Do they have like a historical marker there? Do you happen to know?
And it's well traveled.
Yeah. Okay.
Well traveled. That's an interesting. That's an interesting adjective to use in reference to yourself.
Do you remember that guy who he wanted to go eat in McDonald's in every state? I don't know. Have you done that with? No, never mind. All right.
Did they have T-shirts that said First Hooters?
Yeah, there might be one.
Probably
in my closet.
So.
Could well be. All right.
No, I didn't ask you if you bought one. I just wondered if they had them. Your little TMI there, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Who's this?
It's John Jones.
Yeah,
of course
sure
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Smith was too obvious, wasn't it?
I'd give that name too if I were you.
Yeah. All right, John. I got a pair of tickets for you to the Renaissance.
Go ahead and
Festival.
Pick them up under that name. That'll be fine.
All right. Thank you, man. See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
off air. Now, what's your real name?
I just think it's important for us to be able to relate to the wide spectrum that is our audience, after all.
Yeah.
No reason to get all snobby and uppity over there on the golf side, and there's no reason to get on down there to the wing joint. I mean, let's talk about there. So that's two
apologies
things.
To everyone who might have been going to play golf today. Now you're snotty and uppity, according to Scott.
No. Back then they were.
Pot, right. Kettle.
Yeah. All right.
You walked right into that
one,
pal.
Didn't I? Police in Germany have charged a guy with making sheep noises in the middle of the night.
Really?
What were the police doing listening to that?
Yeah. Didn't they have anything better to do?
Else, what are they? Are they outside the bedroom?
Apparently they had no choice. 49-year-old man charged with bleeding like a sheep and doing other animal impressions and keeping his neighbors awake.
Huh.
Police showed up. Ask the guy to quiet.
Can I hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Here we go. Guy showed up, and the police showed up and asked the guy to quiet down, but they say he just kept baying. Then he allegedly resisted arrest. Apparently extremely inebriated. They had no choice but to throw him in jail.
We know.
That's it. Because had he been stone cold sober, there's no reason he'd have done that.
All right, if he just wanted to make him mad, you know, he could have just...
7:44, I promise this. Men, we are officially off the hook.
Please to share.
I will. A good husband understands that women often get confused by stuff that doesn't matter, like the unwashed coffee cup sitting in the sink for days. Few wives understand that it isn't that we see the coffee cup and choose not to rinse it out and put it in the dishwasher. Fact is, according to research, that neural link between our eyeballs and brains actually keep us from seeing the cup. We don't see it.
Hmm.
It's not there to us. Researchers say the gender biology. How does that... Try that one on your wife next time, guys.
Oh, yeah. Honey, according to my gender biology...
Yeah, it's just gender biology... Anyway, the gender biology of why we don't see the cup comes down to this. And, guys, we know this. It's the ladies who don't understand. We got a lot on our minds.
Yeah.
We got a lot of other stuff we're thinking about.
That's right.
Now, does it mean that we're totally off the hook? Additional research shows that just doing one little chore a day, guys, are you listening?
Mm.
One little thing, fold a basket of clothes, something like that.
Aw, crap.
No, it's okay. It works wonders. I'm letting you off the hook. But at the same time, if that gender biology, if she doesn't buy the gender biology thing, which, again, I think is a beautiful argument.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you pick up your socks in the middle of the living room floor? It's gender biology, hon. I just didn't see
them. Uh-huh.
I just didn't.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah, okay.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
Did you know that Sovac City is the best place for vacuums in the Brazos Valley? We have an expert staff, the best brands, and the guaranteed lowest prices, like the Dyson's all-floor bagless cleaner, nationally sold for $400, our price only $350. Take 8-pound vacuum cleaners. Why pay over $700? Our price, $299. With vacuums starting at only $45 and over 50 different models to choose from, we're sure to have the right one for you. That's Sovac City on Texas Avenue in front of HEB and College Station. Come on down, see us.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Have you or someone close to you ever been diagnosed with cancer? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A dear friend of mine and his wife had a recent health scare with their son. Tanner's been going through a series of tests and had to go to a children's clinic for a bone marrow biopsy. You could only imagine the tension as they waited to hear the results. While waiting, they engaged in a conversation with the mother of a little girl who is battling cancer. "Are you new here?" the mother asked my friend. "We are," he said. "How'd you know?" Her answer brought him up cold and put a lump in his throat. "I thought you were new," she said, "because you're still smiling. I wonder how many of the people you'll be encountering today are struggling to hang on, whether they're battling a health concern like cancer, a wayward child, a broken marriage, or even the loss of a job. Perhaps you're the one who's currently spiraling downward and really hitting bottom. If that's the case, how do you keep smiling when the world seems to be closing in on you? There's an old saying that hope is the physician of each misery. Hope gives rise to shattered and broken dreams. Hope will help you hold on when everything else seems to be keeping you down. Everybody, young or old, rich or poor, weak or strong, needs three things to keep smiling: something to do, someone to love, and yes, something to hope for. To help your family thrive, visit us at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
In this economy, every business knows that every dollar saved helps the bottom line. So right now is the perfect time to try GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the award-winning service brought to you by Citrix, lets you meet online with anyone, located anywhere, right from your computer. Don't waste time or money traveling. Use GoToMeeting. It's the best way to increase your productivity and cut costs. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code TALK. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and type in TALK.
I made the switch and saved ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacist and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. We promise you'll be completely satisfied, or we'll give you a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Savings based on refilled non-insured medication and plus discount.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a second look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. They're providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Well, it was winners all around locally Friday night in high school football. Bryan Consol, they both go to 2-0 in district play in advance of their crosstown showdown. It'll be this Friday night at Kyle Field. Bryan shut out Shoemaker 14-0 on a homecoming night. The first touchdown call early by Chase Murphy.
Ike. Handoff, Nate Jones. He's in. Touchdown, Bryan. Turning the fumble into six with 9:25 to go in the first, and the Vikings strike first blood.
A&M Consolidated has won four in a row now. They've gone to 2-0 in district play. They beat Ellison 43-25. It was their fourth straight win. Consol got their scoring started early with a couple of long runs. The second one, Clinton Banks got the call.
Here's Bronowski. Man in motion is not all. Handed off up the middle. It's Banks. He's off to the races again. Banks at the 50-yard line. Down to the 40, the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Mr. Banks. Touchdown. Tigers just like that. They make it a 13-6 ball game. How do you like that for two explosive runs from what will be the 1-2 running backs in the district?
Yeah, then later on, the Tigers went to the air for a score.
Bronowski out of the gun. Two wide receivers right, one left. Takes the snap, rolls out, pumps once, throws down the field, has it wide open. It is picked up, caught at the five. Touchdown, Tigers, on the palm from the quarterback, Bronowski.
How do you believe in that? Gronowski strikes on a big pass, and with 58 seconds remaining, it is a 34-12 ball game with the extra point attempt coming up. Make it scores on 11 out of 13 possessions for the Tigers.
And they'll play each other again, Kyle Field, on Friday night. Rudder Rangers got their first district win. They beat the district favorite, Bastrop, on the road, 27-21. Got a couple of short TD runs.
Fourth, Danford. From the shotgun, the snap, handoff, Curtis, right side, into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yep.
A 3-yard touchdown run by C.J. Curtis, and the Rudder Rangers take a 27-14 lead.
Down the road in Navasota, the Rattlers finished non-district play with a 49-12 whipping of Wharton. The Rattlers got scoring from the defense on this fumble return.
Takes the snap. He's going to fake the give. He's going to keep it. Now he's going to pitch. Ball's on the turf. It's going to be picked up by Kesnick Jones at the 40, and he's gone. Another defensive touchdown for the Rattlers. Kesnick Jones picks up the fumble, runs it back 40 yards, and the Rattlers add to their lead.
Rattlers start district play at Rockdale next Friday night. Well, let's take it to Wales, the U.S. Ryder Cup. The U.S. Ryder Cup team is really stretched right now. The last we checked, it was the Europeans leading 12-9. They need just 2.5 more points in singles play to wrap up the Ryder Cup. For the Americans, they would have to win 3 more points, but it's looking tough. Right now, the U.S. leads in 4. European leads in 3 matches, so it's pretty close to being wrapped up by the Europeans. The Major League Baseball playoffs will start this week. The regular season finished yesterday. The divisional matchups in the American League best-of-5 series. The American League West champion Rangers will start at East champion Tampa Bay starting Wednesday. They will play at Arlington Saturday. Yeah, right next door to where the Aggies will be playing. That game will start at 4 o'clock. That'll be game 3 of the best-of-5. If they play a fourth game, it'll be on Sunday in Arlington. The AL wildcard winners are the Yankees. They'll host Minnesota starting Wednesday. In the National League, Central champ Cincinnati's at East champ Philadelphia, and the wildcard champ Atlanta will start with the West champ San Francisco. College football, the Longhorns have dropped out of the AP Top 25 for the first time in 10 years. After their 28-20 loss to Oklahoma Saturday, the Longhorns' second straight loss dropped them from the rankings. Alabama still on top, followed by Ohio State, then Oregon, Boise State, and TCU. Oklahoma is 6th, followed by Nebraska 7th, then Auburn, Arizona, and Utah. Oklahoma State got into the top 25 at 22nd after their Thursday win over the Aggies. Missouri is 24th. Arkansas, the Aggies' next opponent, they jumped up to 11th after having the weekend off. Texas is idle this coming up Saturday. Then they'll have to play at Nebraska, trying to avoid what would be their third straight loss. Mack Brown in Austin's never had that happen. Also in the Big 12, Baylor slams Kansas in Waco 55-7. Iowa State upset Tech in Ames 52-38. And Colorado got a non-conference win over the Georgia Bulldogs 29-27. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:55. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. If you're a student, Awards and More can engrave personal items such as cell phones, iPods, laptops, and more. Do you need T-shirts for your student organization? Awards and More also provides custom designed T-shirts, screen printing, and imprinted promotional products and embroidery. Remember, everyone needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 for Awards and More today.
Mike, what's with that big dude guarding your front door?
Hey, Jimmy. Oh, Nick's my new bouncer.
Why the heck do you need a bouncer for your apartment?
Well, ever since I got Coors Light Home Draft, it's like having a bar right at home. Figured I'd go the whole nine yards.
Coors Light Home what?
Coors Light Home Draft. It's fresh, frost-brewed draft beer on tap right from my fridge. Here, have one.
Oh, so that explains the peanut shells all over the floor.
And the pretzels.
And the jukebox.
And I can have Coors Light on draft whenever I want. Just like a real bar.
Oh, hey, guys.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Gina, my new cocktail waitress.
Nice.
The Coors Light Home Draft. CO2 pressurized to give you up to 30 days of fresh, frost-brewed draft beer right from your fridge. It's draft beer on tap anytime you want.
Can I get you boys another beer?
Dude. This is one sweet setup.
Yeah, I know, totally.
Home Draft from Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
They say cockroaches can survive just about anything. At ABC Home and Commercial Services, we beg to differ. Hi, I'm David Kitchens. When you see roaches in your kitchen, bath, or garage, call us. We'll send a well-trained specialist to your home to eliminate them. Our treatment plans for roaches are simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. So for residential or commercial roach service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes until. Brazos Valley weather forecast looks tremendous out there. High temperature today, even though there won't be any rain in the forecast. Look for a high temperature around, 80 degrees. Low temperature tonight around 50 degrees. And right now at 54, something like
52.
That. 52. 52. Oh, even
you
nicer.
Firing off random sounds in there?
No, somebody else was.
Okay.
So, anyway, all right, I promised a joke. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, we'll do that in a minute. First, let's do our Kirstie Alley story. Congratulations to Kirstie. She's... Now, wait. Whoa.
Is she down some?
See? You jumped to the conclusion.
Well, I jumped.
Well, she can't jump.
Farther than she can.
That's right. Kirstie
is down.
Has dropped 50 pounds.
Well, good for her. She's done that before, I believe.
Yeah. It's like taking a bucket of water out of the ocean there.
Man.
Sorry, that was cruel. That was insensitive.
Yeah, true, but
really
it's okay.
Was.
She's dropped 50 pounds, and she tweeted that she's having the time of her life. Be the time of her life. But she says her struggle with food is not over. She's got a new food line that she's pushing called Organic Liaison.
Uh-huh.
That's why
she's having the time of her life.
Yeah.
She's trying to sell stuff.
Yeah, it's probably so. All right, so we got that going on. Worst treats to give out on Halloween. We're just telling you, so you know. And by the way, most folks do the prepackaged thing, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give, for instance, homemade popcorn balls. See, and it says right here, candied corn and candied pumpkins. Not good. Mary Jane's. I'm just going to tell you.
What are Mary Jane's?
It's some old candy.
Oh.
Number four.
Same batch, right?
Yeah. What are you doing back there? Somebody building like a...
That's Tom.
What are you doing? You know, we do things.
We're high def, though. We can all hear it.
Well, we've only got an hour left
in
the show.
Well, it's like, you know.
Okay.
It's like typing.
Once again, the worst treats to give out on Halloween, number four, Necco wafers. I'm just saying, okay?
Who said that?
That's this list right here.
Well,
both for flavor and reputation.
That's right.
That list
sucks. Huh, what's this? It's when I shake the package, what falls out? No, no. While working for an organization that delivers lunches to the elderly and shut-ins, a man took his 4-year-old daughter.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What Al-Qaeda's plotting has the U.S. warning.
We do know now for certain that they do plan on a series of attacks throughout Europe.
Republican Congressman Peter King as the U.S. issues a travel alert for Americans. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes live here in New York.
That's right, Dave, and it appears many Americans are taking the alert seriously.
Kind of on edge a little bit.
My feeling is that, you know, I think we have to be vigilant everywhere.
A senior intelligence official is telling Fox they are specifically worried about tourist locations and transportation hubs in Paris and Berlin. We're also hearing that security's been beefed up around the British royal family. The State Department is not telling people to cancel trips to Western Europe, but just to be extra careful, Dave.
Todd, NATO has been attacked again in Pakistan on a key supply route it needs for the war in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, the Pakistani Taliban taking responsibility for this latest attack, the third in as many days, saying attacks will continue until the fuel supplies for U.S. and NATO troops bound for Afghanistan are completely destroyed. Pakistan has completely closed its borders for NATO supplies to cross after a NATO airstrike killed 3 Pakistani soldiers last week. NATO saying it's hoping the border, a crucial supply route, will be reopened soon. Dave?
Cornea fire swept through a big Ohio home in the middle of the night. 5 people are dead, 7 injured in Elizabeth Township. Investigators are looking for the cause. A British doctor has won the Nobel Prize for Medicine.
Robert Edwards, for the development of in vitro fertilization.
That process has given infertile couples a way to have children. Another round of hearings into the Gulf oil disaster starts today near New Orleans, part of the investigation into BP's safety culture. And some Verizon cell phone customers are going to get from $2 to $6 back. Verizon Wireless paying up to $90 million in refunds to customers who were charged for accidentally hitting a button on their phones to initiate Internet access. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it.
That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Here's a wake-up call for contractors. Next roofing job, when you make that morning supply run to the Home Depot, you can get instant volume pricing on roofing materials, including GAF Elk shingles. It's like an on-the-spot reward for buying larger quantities. The more you buy, the bigger your savings. That can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
October 11th is the annual Hope Golf Classic at Pebble Creek Country Club. Registration and the $10,000 putt for cash starts at 11:30 with lunch provided by Taco Bell. Awards and social after play. This year's tournament honors Coach Boyd Brigman of Brazos Christian School. Cost $175 per player, $700 for a team. Sponsor opportunities are still available. A great way to honor Coach Brigman, even if you don't play golf. Contact Tracy Frank, 979-695-9193, 695-9193.
Fall is in the air, and that means flu season is here. Now through the end of October, University Pediatric Association is hosting a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. Traditional flu shots and the flu mist nasal vaccine are available for the entire family, and no appointments are required. Help your family stay healthy this year by getting your flu shots early. For specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Boy, we are getting cooler weather, and if that's the case, yeah, you want to be outside. One of the places you may want to try is the Coffin Cartridge Club. Now, this is an opportunity if you like being outdoors and, for instance, if you need to sight your gun in right now to get ready for hunting season, you can do that at Coffin Cartridge Club. Now, they're located right outside of Milliken, about 4 miles out of Milliken, and I'll give you a website where you can go that has the map in just a minute. But what you'll find there is a true 1,000-yard range. I was out there the other day and had a look at that with Steve, and he showed me that. 1,000-yard range is there. There's a 30-foot shoot tower. Plus, if you do want to truly sight in, they've got sight-in ranges for you. And because you may want to be passing this down to your next generation to learn how to shoot properly and handle a gun and the gun safety involved in that, later on this month, about, I think, the third week in October, they're going to have an Appleseed meet. And if you're familiar with Appleseed, an opportunity for young people to learn gun safety, how to handle a gun, how to feel comfortable in that environment. And that's coming up later on this month at CCC. Now, the CCC website, they can show you lots of pictures, and you can see the entire story of what this 800 acres has for you. It is cccshooters.com. 3C, cccshooters.com. Go there, or you can call them at 775-772-3434. They've got a hunter's class that's coming up. They've got a classroom that seats 50 people. It is an amazing facility, and it's right here in southern Brazos County, just outside Milliken. Again, the number is 775-772-3434, or go to cccshooters.com.
Here in Kenya, the world's greatest runners are worried. The marathon won't be easy this year, one says. Jared's running. How can we compete, says another.
The Subway Club.
Jared trains with it.
Word's getting out. Jared's training for the ING New York City Marathon, running 552 miles this year with one of his favorites, the Subway Club. Subway, eat fresh.
ING New York City Marathon is the property of New York Roadrunners, Inc. Subway Restaurants is an official sponsor of the ING New York City Marathon 2010.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
WTAW News Time, 806, 53 degrees right now at the studios as we head to a high today of about 78. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mr. Electric.
your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com today. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. For several months, the Bryan School Board has discussed surveying district employees and residents. Trustees resumed that issue today during a noon hour workshop. Those surveys could also include what both groups want in the district's next superintendent. Trustee Merrill Green wants to hear from district employees.
I think maybe we ought to go heavier on staff or teachers. We're always doing, you know, doing things, wanting to know what teachers think of our superintendent. So they all do have opinions about what they think a good superintendent should be.
Green also brought up deciding on a salary that's going to be in the range with competing districts. Today's agenda also includes the possibility of hiring a search firm that, among other things, would collect information on what district residents want in the next superintendent. A win-win for the city of College Station and its school district was one comment following the sale of school land to the city. In the late 1980s, the school district bought 30 acres along Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. CSISD Board President Randall Pitcock says the way the city has grown made that property sellable, and the district still owns two other tracts.
One's immediately across the railroad tracks from Deacon and on the west side of the railroad tracks, and the other one is south and west out at Welburn Road and Greensbury Trail. But we know we're going to need more property as the district continues to grow, and we're just building our second high school right now, but the long-range plans, there will be a third high school someday in College Station.
Trustees unanimously approved selling the Rock Prairie land for just over $4 million to the city in the first of three transactions that will lead to the construction of a new Scott & White Hospital. Proceeds will go toward future land purchases. Almost 3.5 years ago, a 9-year-old girl from Western Brazos County told her mother a house guest had sexually assaulted her, but the man accused of the contact could not be found for 2 years. Jailed for the last 14 months, a trial was recently held, and the jury of 8 women and 4 men convicted 45-year-old Richard Lopez of Rockdale of aggravated sexual assault of a child. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison. The earliest Lopez will be able to be released on parole is 2027. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender. There are more than 88,000 registered voters in Brazos County, and today is the last day to register for the November election. Voter Registrar Christine Rowe expects plenty of last-minute activity.
You can actually go online to the Secretary of State's office and print an application out and mail it to us or drop it by. We have them at the libraries. We have them at the post office. If they were to complete an application, bring it down and drop it in our night deposit box, we probably would assume that you did it before midnight on Monday. Otherwise, it's going to have to be taken to the post office, and it will have to be postmarked by the Postal Service by Monday. And it's not the date that we receive it. It's when the post office postmarks it that determines their application date.
Rowe estimates there are 3,000 more registered voters in Brazos County compared to the last midterm election 4 years ago. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information and a link to voter registration forms, plus a sample election ballot. Even without Republican incumbent Rick Perry, candidates for Texas governor debated Sunday. Democrat Bill White says it's important that state government is well run as a public service for all people and not as a political machine. His comment refers to a Dallas Morning News report Sunday that more than $16 million from the Texas Emerging Technology Fund has gone to companies with ties to major campaign donors of Governor Rick Perry's. Also participating in the debate were Libertarian Kathy Glass and Green Party candidate Deb Shafto. Perry had said he wouldn't participate in a debate with White unless White released more income tax returns than he has already. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 53 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. A final news update coming your way about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com. Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining? It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200, that's 324-1200, and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
812 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check the weather, brought to you by United Roofing.
Another week, another high-pressure system in control of the pattern, this one stretching from Wisconsin to Texas. Overall, we look good. We have a little bit of patchy cloudiness showing up on this morning's satellite photos, but overall, the day should be a sunny one. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tonight, we're clear, we're cool, 45 to 50. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, we're going to be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night will be clear. Those will drop down to about 45 to 50. We have sunny weather in the forecast for Wednesday, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, there you go. And, yeah, weather's pretty nice out there. Okay, let me see. I was going to look up Mary Jane's. Mary Jane Candy. Nah, Mary Jane's are shoes, aren't they? Candies we ate as kids. Mary Jane's. Tracy, do you remember Mary Jane's?
We actually have some at the candy bowl at the center.
Oh, what are Mary Jane's?
They're kind of like a chewy, caramely kind of thing. Sticks to your teeth, pulls your fillings out, that
perfect.
Kind of thing.
Perfect, okay. So, anyway, they ranked as worse than Necco wafers, Tom, so you know that, okay.
There you go.
All right, get this. The UK record charts, the UK album chart this week, number four is Winston Churchill on the album charts.
Hmm.
Reach for the Skies by the Central Band of the Royal Air Force, a collection of Churchill's speeches set to music. The album marks the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Britain in 1940, when, of course, British and German forces fought it out in the sky. That's pretty cool. Beat out Eric Clapton. So, Winston Churchill on the charts in Great Britain.
You rock, Winnie.
Pretty patriotic, yeah. He's not going to be doing a tour. There's no tour support of the album.
No.
That's that's for sure. All right, 8:15, and Tracy is here from Hope Pregnancy Center. How are you today?
I'm great, Scott.
Good. You have a big event coming up?
Yes, we do. We have the annual Hope Golf Classic on Monday, a week from today, October 11th, and I guarantee you there'll be no snooty or uppity players at our event.
Oh, you heard me. Okay. Well, no, but it'll be, and we were just talking off the air, we think that the weather ought to be wonderful, but no matter what, the idea that this is a cause that's very important to a lot of people, and you want to get people to take part.
Yes, we do. It's our annual golf classic, like I said, and we honor a coach of the Brazos Valley in our Coaches of Character series. And we pick a coach that we feel is great about instilling character both on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And this year our honoree is Coach Boyd Brigman from Brazos Christian School.
Oh, very good.
And all those that we've talked to have said that not only does he instill character, but he is a character. So
perfect combination, right?
Yes, it is.
So individual and team available here, slots
yes,
available?
Yes, we still have slots available. It's 175 a player, 700 a team. There's corporate sponsorship still available that include teams with that. It's underwritten by You Name It Custom Embroidery, so we'll have some great gifts for the players. And lunch by Taco Bell and $10,000 putt for cash by Northwestern Mutual. So
very good. Now, where's it going to be played?
It's at Pebble Creek Country Club. Mm-hmm. Lunch at 11:30. Shotgun start at 1:30. Awards program and social after the event.
All right. Sounds good. And if they want some more information, what do they do?
They can either call me at 979-695-9193 or go to our website, hope.golfreg.com.
There you go. So it's the fundraiser for Hope Pregnancy. It's coming up. Weather looks good. It'll be at Pebble Creek. So make your plans. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Visit with folks on Mondays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Aggie Lane Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welvin Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Everybody knows that buying direct's the best way to save money, so why would you think that selling direct would be any different? Gold and Silver Buyers is the only direct-to-refiner company in the state of Texas. That means more money for you. So before you sell your gold at a pawn shop or a jewelry store or any other gold buyer, stop and ask, what could I have bought with the extra money that I'm going to receive from Gold and Silver Buyers? If you don't believe us, bring Gold and Silver Buyers a quote from any competitor. They will beat it. It is that simple. Gold and Silver Buyers has even made it easy for you with a location that's convenient right here in town. They're located across from the main entrance at A&M on Walton in Texas, right next to Textbook Solutions and the Aggie Apartment Locators, with a second location opening up soon. So do not be confused by others. Remember, if you sell your gold or silver to anybody else, you have just lost money. For more information, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com or call them at 696-2100.
Scott & White Health Plan isn't just about taking care of sick people. We're committed to helping our members stay strong and well. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families, with plans starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. And there's never any charge for preventive services such as annual checkups, physicals, screening mammograms, and standard labs and x-rays. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Safer 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
The Aggie Report's a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. I'm Dave South. Today's report coming up in just a moment. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th, Aggies and the Hogs Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale. AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington. A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboy Stadium. Well, it was very late by the time we got off the air last Thursday night, and perhaps you missed some comments from our head coach, Mike Sherman, after the 38-35 heartbreaking loss to Oklahoma State in Stillwater on Thursday. The coach, first of all, talked about the team and that game against Oklahoma State.
Well, before the game, I told them that when we were at the hotel, before we got on the bus, I told them I was proud of them as a football team. They've done everything I've asked them to do. They've worked extremely hard. You know, going all the way back to January and all the way through the off season, the spring, the summer, and obviously fall camp. And that doesn't change because we lost a football game. I'm still proud of this football team. I told them I was disappointed. I thought we could have played better in stages of the game. I take nothing away from Oklahoma State. I thought they did a great job coming back and winning the football game. My hat's off to Coach Gundy and his staff. But I told him I was proud of him, but I was disappointed. I was disappointed we didn't win this football game. We put a lot into it. I had some opportunities. I thought in the third quarter we had some lulls on defense that allowed them an opportunity to execute better than they did in the first half and give that takes nothing away from Oklahoma State. They did what they had to do. And and we, you know, we end up turning the ball over too many times as well. So, but they're a sad group of men right now.
Was asked then about the performance of Jerod Johnson, the Aggie quarterback.
Some great throws. And he missed. I mean, one he was on one interception. He was sacked. Came off our freshman tight end on the backside. He was being hit as he was letting the ball go. The other one, our freshman left tackle, he didn't cut the guy, didn't get his hands down, didn't get him to do anything, and then he tipped the ball. And that was intercepted. So, you know, probably I should have made some better calls along the way. But you know, and then he's accountable for some of those as well. So. But, you know, he came back and made some great throws for us. And it's just unfortunate at the end. We tried to muscle one in there. We didn't quite do that. We overthrew it, and it went into the safety's hands.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. He's got his radio show tonight, the Aggie Hour with Mike Sherman, tonight at 7. And it'll be broadcast over many of these same stations. If you have a question for the coach, you can email it to him, coach@athletics.tamu.edu, coach@athletics.tamu.edu. The show airs from 7 until 8 tonight. We're at Wings and More on University Drive in College Station. Arkansas this next weekend. Get your tickets. We'll see you up in Arlington for the game with the Hogs, the Southwest Classic. The College Station Medical Center brings you the Aggie Report. I'm Dave South. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Well, you know, there's not a one of us probably who's not happy that we're going to start to get some cooler weather. We are ready for that. Deal is, though, when that happens, critters start showing up because they want to get into where you are because they like that climate control when it gets cold or nasty. They want to be inside. And try as you may, you don't know all the ways they get into your home. You don't know all the places they hide. Well, ABC Home and Commercial Services does know those things. We've known ABC Home and Commercial Services going all the way back to ABC Pest Control a long, long time ago. Well, it's the same company. They've changed with the times, and now there are so many different things they can do to help you out. And they're just a phone call away at 361-0500. Now, it could be that you're actually seeing these pests, scorpions or roaches, or it could be rodents or whatever. They can help you with that. Could be a flea and tick problem. They can help you with that. And, of course, termite control. They help you there as well. And that's just for your home. They do commercial services as well. They'll come to your place and help you with any kind of control, fly control, just general services. And, of course, if you want to get your lawn looking good next spring, you have some things that you can do between now and the end of the year that they can help you with. Well, David Kitchens and his crew ready to help you out with all of those. And, again, it is just a phone call away at 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services helping you and at your business and home.
Valero Crossroads Aggieland is your Texas A&M tailgating headquarters on game day. Located at the corner of Holloman and Welburn, Valero Crossroads Aggieland is the closest convenience store on Welburn before you get to Kyle Field. Stop by and pick up your ice, beer, soft drinks, frozen bottles of water, or any other game day supplies. Valero Crossroads Aggieland on the corner of Holloman and Welburn, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M football.
Did you know that Sovac City is the best place for vacuums in the Brazos Valley? We have an expert staff, the best brands, and the guaranteed lowest prices, like the Dyson's all-floor bagless cleaner, nationally sold for $400, our price only $350. Take 8-pound vacuum cleaners, why pay over $700? Our price, $299. With vacuums starting at only $45 and over 50 different models to choose from, we're sure to have the right one for you. That's Sovac City on Texas Avenue in front of HEB and College Station. Come on down, see us.
Well, it's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights on Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is BBV, and this is Fran Lamb.
Welcome to another edition of Heritage Highlights, presented by the Brazos Heritage Society. The Brazos Aviation Association met at Coulter Field on January 9th, 1957, and heard a message delivered by J.L. Hamilton, commander of the Civil Air Patrol in North Carolina. Mr. Hamilton relayed stories to the group about the work of the North Carolina Civil Air Patrol, especially in its search and rescue program and cadet programs. It was reported that Dr. L.O. Wilkerson, president of the Bryan Aviation Association, had received a letter from the Texas Group Commander urging the Brazos Aviation Association to form a chapter of the Civil Air Patrol in the Brazos County area. Although a unit was established in the Bryan College Station area, there has not been a unit operating in our area in many, many years. The Civil Air Patrol was conceived in the late 1930s by legendary aviator Gil Rob Wilson, who foresaw aviation's role in war and general aviation's potential to supplement America's military operations. With the help of New York Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia, the new Civil Air Patrol was established on December 1st of 1941, just days before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. One of the three initial Civil Air Patrol bases was in Texas, near the anti-submarine base at Beaumont. The patrols flown from the CAP base began to be a big problem to the German submarines. The planes were forcing the subs to abort their attacks, and the planes were radioing U.S. Navy ships to come out and attack the submarines. The German U-boats were no longer safe in the Gulf of Mexico thanks to the Civil Air Patrol in Texas. Francis Tiffany, an El Paso native who passed away in Bryan in October of 2000 at the age of 83, was a member of the Texas Civil Air Patrol. She learned to fly by the age of 14 and was one of the first women in Texas to have a pilot's license. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights, sponsored by the Brazos Heritage Society and the Brazos County Historical Commission. Overall funding is provided by the Texas Historical Commission. For additional information about the Brazos Heritage Society or to hear previously aired programs, visit our website at www.brazosheritage.org.
Thank you, Fran Lamb. Next Monday, of course, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Hey, talking about cooler weather, and once again, another great place to go when the weather gets cool. It's the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe on 1179, just past Marymount. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 2, and they've got outdoor dining available. So as the weather gets nice, and you can do that. Of course, we've talked to you about everything they have there. It is handmade. It is homemade Southern cooking, and it's cupcake days at the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. Get one or two of the delicious cupcakes and get a taste of what they're cooking up for this fall. And you can choose from flavors like caramel apple, rocky road, maple nut, banana chocolate chip, cookies and cream, banana nut, pumpkin, ginger, carrot, and maroon velvet. Find your new favorite cupcake. And right now, the first one and two cupcakes you purchase are just $2 each. Beat the crowds on game day. We will be playing at home again soon. Go ahead and get yourself a complete, unique Aggie experience from the folks at the Greenhouse Baker and Cafe. They can put together your tailgate stuff for you. And remember, never any store-bought box mixes at the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. They've got specials. Go to their website. It's thegreenhousebakery.com, thegreenhousebakery.com. Call them at 776-5123 or stop out and see them. 1179, just past Marymount. It is the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 60 degrees right now at the studios. 78 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Allen Honda. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan School trustees hold a noon workshop today that will mark the third time in as many weeks talking about the process for selecting the district's next superintendent. Trustees could decide whether to hire a search firm, but that's only one piece of the puzzle. During a workshop last week, board members Maritza Hoffman and Kelly Levy said they've been approached already by residents who have expressed what they are looking for in the district's next top administrator.
Oh, I think they want somebody that's more visible in the community. I've heard more out there. We see them a little bit more. I think they want somebody that will make a decision.
And I've heard somebody who comes from an exemplary district. Somebody who comes from maybe a smaller district.
Trustees have also discussed how the input of teachers, other employees, and students will be incorporated into the selection process. College Station school board members unanimously voted to sell land that will eventually be part of Scott and White's new hospital on Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. Board President Randall Pitcock calls it a win-win situation when you consider the expansion of the city's medical corridor, plus the district being able to dispose of land it wasn't going to use.
That land was purchased in the late 80s. I'm assuming that the board at the time and the administration thought that there might be an opportunity to put a school facility there at that location. And since then, with the way the community has grown, Pebble Creek going as far south at the time in the late 80s, Pebble Creek wasn't there. So with the growth going further south, it quickly became not so desirable for the district to put a facility there.
The selling price of just more than $4 million will go toward future property purchases. It was a busy September for the Brazos County Voter Registrations Office. Registrar Christine Rowe says 1,500 people signed up last month to vote in the November general election.
This kind of being considered the off year, more or less, being a gubernatorial election, it's always busy, but not as busy as a presidential election. And so it has been fairly busy. We've got some pretty strong candidates out there and some races that people seem to be showing quite a bit of interest in. We've seen a lot of interest in the student body getting involved in the different campaigns as well.
Today is the last day to register, which includes any changes. And a Brazos County jury has issued a guilty verdict in the trial of a Rockdale man accused of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl more than 3 years ago. 45-year-old Richard Lopez was sentenced to 35 years in prison. He'll have to serve until at least 2027 before he's eligible for parole. Lopez was also ordered to register as a sex offender. According to court records, Lopez was staying at a friend's home in western Brazos County in May 2007 when the contact took place. The victim told her mother, who in turn contacted authorities. Even though Lopez was interviewed, a warrant was not issued until 2 weeks later for his arrest. He avoided authorities for 2 years, but was eventually found in Austin. WTAW News Time is 8:34, 60 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Allen Honda. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
835 Amish Furniture for Generations reminds you that Irvin Miller Bedroom Furniture is on sale right now. Stop in. You can save 10% off the Irvin Miller Bedroom Selections in the styles like Queen Anne, American Ivy, a number one bestseller, Arts and Crafts Mission Style. It is also included in the sale. So stop in and see them at Amish Furniture for Generations. Big selection in the store that you can see what it looks like, but the whole idea with Amish Furniture for Generations is you can customize it for the decor of your home. You can customize it with the wood that you want, with the stain that you want, with the finish that you want. There's no veneer, There's no particle board used in any of the pieces. You pick it out, have it stained the way you want to, finish the way that you want to. So it is a piece of furniture just for your home. And it makes sense because all the furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations is bench-built by one craftsman. Great selection, so stop in and see them. They're on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center next to Tuesday Morning. But through the month of October, you will save 10% on Irvin Miller bedrooms. And, of course, there are lots and lots of other pieces of furniture. They just want to let you know that that sale is going on to take advantage of that. But furniture for every room in your home, and most of it now upholstered. It's not hard furniture. In other words, it's not just wood furniture with no cushions on it. They're recliners. Boy, go look at the recliners because they are amazing, too. And we've talked about it before. They have grandfather clocks. They have entertainment centers. They have bedroom furniture for the kiddos. And they also have outdoor furniture. All of that. One location on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center next to Tuesday Morning Amish Furniture for Generations.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Cawthon Cartridge Club near Milliken is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or cccshooters.com.
All right, it's 8:37. Checking some weather, brought to you by United Roofing.
High pressure, it leads to some fair weather throughout the region. Temperatures are going to be right around 75 to 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight we're going to be clear. The air is dry. The winds are light, so we're going to cool off quite a bit, down to about 45 to 50. Sunshine and warmer weather for tomorrow. Highs will be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows will drop down to about 45 to 50. We'll have sunny conditions during the day on Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so get this. Staten Island couple suing New York City after the discovery that their dead son's brain was on display in a jar at the city morgue. How'd that happen? How'd they know? Well, here's the deal. I mean, talk about worst-case situation. Jesse Shipley, 17 when he died in a car crash back in 05. Andre and Carisha Shipley said they had no idea that his brain was removed during the autopsy until some of his classmates visited a morgue on the field trip that they had. While on the tour, the kiddos, who were members of a forensic science club, came across the jar with the brain floating inside and their dead friend's name on the label.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. After that incident, the city returned the brain to the family, who disinterred their son, put the brain back in place, reburied him, and now, as you can imagine, they're suing New York City.
They gave them back the brain.
They did.
And then the family dug up the body to return the brain to their dead son's body as if he would need it?
Need it. Don't know. Not sure.
Well, okay. Maybe they didn't put it right in place. Maybe they just, you know.
Well, they toss it in the wood.
I mean, maybe they just put it in his pocket or something.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Well, we're talking about cadaver here.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's a very unfortunate situation.
Well, I don't know what
else. No doubt about it.
Well, but, okay, fine. All right. And you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's horrible that it happened. And yes, in times like this, I got no problem with litigation.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I would like to think that if, you know, all right, I'll put it on me. If I die,
yeah,
and y'all find out that they took my brain.
Okay, hang on. Mm-hmm. Wait, we're recording now.
All right.
Okay, if you die. Okay.
If I, Chase Murphy, having never been of sound mind,
yeah,
should happen to shuffle off this mortal coil,
uh-huh,
and they take my brain.
Uh-huh. And put it in a jar.
And put it in a mayonnaise jar on Funkin Wagnall's porch.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tom comes along and finds it later.
Yeah.
And it's got a tag on the mayonnaise jar with my name on it. And says,
misspelled.
Yes, yeah. This is Chance Murray's brain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want it known for all. Yeah. They can keep it, man. I don't need it.
Yeah, I hear you.
God.
Yeah. And again, I think had they just made the offer, and maybe that's all they did is they made the offer and the family said, hell yeah, we want it back. And then they went ahead and did that.
Yeah, that's right.
God, what a gruesome exchange that must have been.
Yeah,
we're real sorry about this. Here it
is.
Yeah,
that's no longer the brain. That's now evidence.
Hello?
There might be a case of, like, a religious significance or something.
That's the only thing I could figure.
Okay, and it might be a... Okay, so moving on. Eek!
Yeah, so we're going to close the casket.
That's
now.
Right. Okay. Might be a fascinating new metric for how the economy is doing, and that is midnight shopping. Walmart has changed its stocking pattern after, I'm not talking stockings like you wear, I'm talking about stuff you put on the shelf.
Okay. I wouldn't even go in there. All right. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay. Walmart has changed its stocking.
We know where Scott's brain was.
Yeah, really.
His stocking pattern after noticing
well,
that.
You know him in socks. I mean, you don't even.
That's right.
I know.
So there. Yeah. States that sales spike at the first of every month when food stamps kick in for the millions of poor families around the country. Midnight shopping has become commonplace as students stock up on necessities from baby formula to mac and cheese to cereal.
Since when is baby formula a student necessary?
Well, just they're
I'm
just
being naive.
I understand.
Now. I
yeah,
know.
Really. So, and apparently the exact minute government checks are renewed. Much of which has to do with, from the month before. So this is the strangest thing. A Walmart executive says the pattern points to a portrait of the U.S. current economy. Here's the strange part. The story was on NPR. Can you tell me in what universe Walmart and NPR have anything in common?
Not much.
No. Anyway, telling NPR, going, hun! I was interviewed by somebody on NPR. Let's go find that on the satellite. We're not going to watch Darlington. We're going to go ahead and watch NPR. Yeah, anyway. Sorry.
You always get interesting looks from the employees when you go shopping at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, sure you do. Now, and we were discussing this at the house just the other day, because there was a time in my life when I would, and again, 30 years ago, but I was on television. I got off at 10:30 at night. Well, you know, you get off work. You're not ready to, I mean, you got to wind down, right?
Sure, sure.
So, you know, heading on over the old grocery-torium. And strangely enough, one of the other people I would often see there was an anchor for another TV station. Because, you know, they were in the exact same situation.
Oh.
You're up, you're there, there's nobody around.
Did you ever eyeball what was in their cards and figure out what they were trying to figure out what they were
eating? Now, excuse me, when do you not do that when you see somebody?
Yeah.
When do you not do that?
You just fell right into my trap, that's all.
You know, if I were there at the Ghostatorium and you saw an anchor for another TV station, you know what I'd say to him right before, you know, you got in your cars?
You
yell over to him, hey, how about that big fire tonight? And then just get in your car and drive away.
Wow.
You know?
Listen to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you know.
Great.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Yeah. You know, this guy's going back to his station. Saying, what? Well, fire?
Well, as a sports guy, I didn't care that much.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, so. Boy, how about the mayor? See you later.
You see him in the rearview mirror. Wait!
What is it? Is there more? Anyway. All right. Bank of America. That's the nation's largest bank.
I wish I was back in TV now.
good idea. Give that to somebody. Right. Bank of America, the nation's largest bank, delaying foreclosures in 23 states after an employee acknowledged that she signed up to 8,000 foreclosure documents per month and typically didn't read them.
Oops.
Okay, how's that make her different than a member of Congress? But nonetheless, I mean, you know, state attorneys general have started to pressure the lenders to answer to those foreclosure processes where they were doing that. Likely these revelations will motivate thousands of homeowners to contest their foreclosures, although most homeowners who are facing it just, you know, they've lost their homes. And a lot of people know under any circumstance that's only putting off the inevitable for those people. But still, and how did the revelation come about? How did we find out about this? What was in some foreclosure document that this person did in fact sign off on having not read it? That caused this whole thing to happen. But again, that's Bank of America. So watch for that. That may be on the old news wire today. And
well, I'd already heard that on Fox News.
On Fox News, which we, by the way, have now.
I've been hearing that.
We are in the fold, folks. Mm-hmm. We're right there now. We've got it for you. And
just in case some of our more observant listeners have paid attention, yes, we have changed our news music at the top of the hour.
Yeah, because now it sounds like this. Go.
And the reason why we did that is because the previous news music was ABC proprietary.
Yeah.
And since we are no longer an affiliate.
Yeah. We're not proprietating with them
anymore. We can't be Prop V8ing with
That's
them.
That's it. So we got this this new one right here. Got it. It's 845.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
It's going so well right up until then.
Right. Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
847, amazingly enough, we got sidetracked on that Walmart story. What the guy said was kind of interesting, the executive for Walmart. He said, if you really think about it, the only reason that somebody gets out and buys baby formula is they need it, and they have been waiting for it. Otherwise, we're open 24 hours. You come in at 5 a.m., you come in at 7 a.m., you come in at 10 a.m., but if you're there at midnight, you're there for a reason.
I'll say this, and, you know, that doesn't, you know, my heart doesn't bleed for much. That's a little scary.
It is.
I mean, and once again, maybe I'm being ivory towerish about this, but to think that child could be literally hungry and having had missed how many meals by that point.
And that's what they are saying. They focused on a 30-something Virginia couple, five kiddos, trying to stretch their income, which goes to groceries and rent and bills. She works retail. He has two jobs. So now Walmart puts out bigger boxes, especially with diapers and baby food, at the beginning of the month and smaller ones toward the end when the family funds begin to run dry. But you're exactly right. That's a... it's a frightening situation.
But to be fair, we don't know what sort of life decisions these people have made to put them in that circumstance.
Right. We are aware of that as well. U.S. America is a very diverse country. Lots of different stories out there. Okay, some police departments in England have come up with an unusual way to raise revenue. That's right. You guys came up with this, and they're doing it. They're selling used underwear. That's right.
Told you, Tom.
The Daily Telegraph says that police in towns of Avon and Somerset. Don't they all? Don't they all just sound snooty? They don't have a cut and shoot England. You ever notice that?
No.
You will not find a North Zulch, Great Britain.
Well, not that we know of.
No, everything's Shire.
Yeah, you're right.
And Ham.
Yeah. The or Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Daily.
No, wait, we've got one of them in Texas.
Joe Bob's Hampshire.
No,
yeah,
well,
that was that's Hampshire. Finette.
That's Hampshire Finette.
Yeah, that's right. The Daily Telegraph says that police in these towns are auctioning off secondhand panties and bras on a website. I'm not giving you the website. No.
Who? No.
A police spokesman
that's
says
fraught
the
fraught with creepiness.
The items being sold are lost or stolen.
Lost.
Yeah.
Really? Stolen.
Stolen, I could understand. Lost, I don't know so much about.
Yeah.
And they're only sold because the original owners never came forward to claim them.
Your
no
mama,
kidding.
Mama come home the other day.
That's right. She dropped some.
She'd lost her bra again.
It's frightening when you picture it like that.
Yeah,
isn't
it? It is.
Third time this week.
I'm getting a little suspicious.
Yeah, that's it. Legislation to turn down the volume on those loud TV commercials that send couch taters diving for the remote looks like it's soon to become law. The Senate unanimously passed a bill late last week to require television stations and cable companies to keep commercials at the same volume
as the programs they interrupt. Now, we've talked about this, though.
Yeah, we have.
There's audio presence that could be noticeable, because if you're in a really quiet scene for some sort of a television show and you come
CSI.
In and, yeah, Agno Blaster is the first thing that shows up, and it's kind of loud, and it's Ron Popeil, you know, putting it on his bald spot, then, you know, that's going to have an audio presence. It's going to be greater than, you know, some little quiet something or another. So, anyway. What? The House has passed similar legislation before it becomes law. Minor changes between, differences between the two versions will need to be worked out.
What?
The fact that you said...
Yeah?
You said Agno Blaster, but then you come back talking about putting it on your bald spot. I'm wondering what sort of shotgun apparatus this is. That you're, it's called a blaster that you apply to your bald spot.
As long as it covers the bald spot, does it matter?
No.
If it gets
some,
the job done.
As long as you're at a safe distance.
That's right.
Some bald spots need blasters.
That's right.
You know, a little tiny spray won't do the trick.
If it gets the job done and there's no, you know.
Oh, mercy.
All right.
It's the Agno Blaster.
Now, by the way, just on a completely different subject. So I'm shopping at I'm shopping at my grocery-torium.
Yeah, midnight one night.
Your new one?
No, which is fancied up. You know, since there's another one out.
Oh,
there.
Oh yeah, because they remodeled.
That's
they
right.
They
did
all kinds of stuff around,
which
kind of
makes
dadgum
me
angry.
Well, which makes me kind of wonder what we weren't good enough before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, and to go ahead and interrupt your story.
Yeah.
Right before they finished all of that up, I was running some errands and was at that particular grocery-torium, and it was Grumpy Old Man Day, and I didn't realize that. But I was one of probably two dozen men by himself in that store walking around, and all of us were surly because we couldn't find anything.
Men can never find
all
anything.
Of us. Yeah, but see, it's one thing when you've been going to that store for years and you mostly know where everything is, and then they change everything around because the new competitor's is putting in just to the south, and so now they've got to change everything around. So I couldn't resist. As I'm checking out, I looked at the checker, and I said, just out of curiosity, I said, how many people are blaming you?
Yeah, really.
For the remodeling that's going on. And her response was priceless. She's like, a lot more than I care to hear about.
Which is, in other words, I don't want one added with your name on it, right?
Well, no, yeah. She understood that I was not saying that in a complaining fashion as much as I was, you know. I said, yeah, because you had so much to do with the decision about moving everything around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, and again, it was, I don't know, it was yesterday afternoon, 4 o'clock, something like that. We're going through the store. And they have, as you walk in, some sort of, I don't know, they're like rice cake things, only smaller. They're the size of a tortilla, but they're not as thick as a rice cake. And they're in a bag. I guess there's 10 or 12 in a bag. And, you know, eat one and it has 10 calories, which means it probably has no flavor at all. And it would only taste good if you put Cool Whip and chocolate syrup on it. But apparently they have the machine that makes these there, and they'll be making them there. And,
really?
Yeah. And it's kind of like when you go, you know, turn.
Oh, I saw those. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Now.
And again, you'd step on it, it'd become like. But anyhow, and it's kind of like wood chippers. I mean, you know, you want to stand there and watch it work for a while. And so I'm wondering, you know, I may go over there and grab me an expensive coffee and stand there and wait for that thing to start up. Just stand there. What are you doing? I'm just kind of waiting for that thing to start up right there. You can drink a little more coffee.
Well, we don't usually run this at midnight, sir.
Sterling makes it easy.
Get huge savings on trucks and SUVs at Sterling Auto Group, like discounts up to $10,000 on remaining 2010 GMC Sierra Crew Cab Texas Edition models, or 0% APR for 72 months, and up to $8,000 off the 2010 GMC Yukon SLT package backed by a 5-star frontal crash test rating, or 0% APR for 60 months. Hurry in now for the best deals.
Sterling makes it easy.
If you're being bugged by bugs and other pests, call Professional Pest Control. They're locally owned by Bubba Rosencrantz and have been serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties since 1987. And they'll be happy to rid your life of termites, rodents, ants, roaches, silverfish, spiders, and scorpions. Pretty much anything that bugs you. Monthly and quarterly service is available, and estimates are free at the state-certified Professional Pest Control. Professional Pest Control, for the home and business owner. Call 779-3326.
If you're being bugged by bugs and other pests, call Professional Pest Control. They're locally owned by Bubba Rosencrantz and have been serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties since 1987. And they'll be happy to rid your life of termites, rodents, ants, roaches, silverfish, spiders, and scorpions. Pretty much anything that bugs you. Monthly and quarterly service is available, and estimates are free at the state-certified Professional Pest Control. Professional Pest Control, for the home and business owner. Call 779-3326.
Hey, about Fort Hill, News Talk 1620, WTAW. As we mentioned earlier, the Supremes meet today. The new term opens today, always the first Monday in October. Of course, Elaina Keegan will be there, and she was sworn in over the summer to replace John Paul Stevens. Interesting note, no one who is sitting on the court has ever sat without Stevens as a colleague. Since 2005, four members have joined the court, two on the conservative side, two on the liberal side. Right now, looks like they got about 54 cases on the docket. And we'll likely hear 30 to 40 more appeals. They're going to take up violent video games, apparently, talking about banning those. So we'll see how that works out for you. Salt Lake City man needed $15,000 to save his home from foreclosure. He went online and said,
Foreclosure. Did he not have insurance?
This happened in July.
And no cement back. Just cement blocks under there. Didn't have he's on pier and beam.
Right.
Anyway, he went online and said, I need to raise $15,000 to save my house from foreclosure, so I am asking for loans from people. I tried to borrow from family and friends, but everyone's going through a tough time. If you collectively loan me $15,000, I will set my car on fire and put it on the internet. Eventually, 380.
Well, son, being an idiot doesn't pay back the money.
Why don't you sell the car, help pay them back there?
387 people lent him the money. He set his car on fire. His car is gone. He spent two nights in jail for setting the fire, but his home is saved.
Idiots shouldn't have money.
Good point, and an excellent drop. And he uses his other car to drive to work. He's promising to pay everybody back.
Yeah, right. I'm going to hold my breath for that money.
I was going to say, there are a lot of idiots in that story. That's Salt Lake City is where that happened. Tomorrow
is another day.
I love you.
Scarlett
O'Hara.
What white lies have you told your kiddos? We'll talk about that tomorrow. In the meantime, pet alligator was seized from a liquor store on New York's Long Island. 3-foot illegally kept gator was removed Wednesday. He was probably not happy.
No.
He had a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
But they
put
decided
it on my snout.
They decided to come get him, and so now he's eating fish like everybody else. All right, on this date in history.
I love this
As
part.
You already know, the U.S. Open Men's Golf Championship. First one played. It was on a 9-hole course, by the way.
In Rhode Island.
Yes, it was. Newport.
Yeah.
Yep. 1957, CBS show Leave It to Beaver.
The Beave.
Premiered. Huh. 1983, the first Hooters restaurant opened. Yes, in Clearwater, Florida. And the second largest cash robbery in U.S. history occurred in 1997 in Charlotte, North Carolina. $17.7 million.
Second most.
Yep.
God, what slackers.
You're right.
There you go. Movies over the weekend at the box office, that Social Network, which got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, was number one, made $23 million. Legend of the Guardians stayed at number two at $10.9 million. And Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, dropped from number one to number three with $35 million, followed by The Town was fourth, and Easy A was fifth as a top five at the box office. That's all I got.
That Easy A is supposed to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Stephen J. Cannell has died. He wrote Rockford Files, Beretta, Baba Black Sheep,